Hey, how are you?
You're good? Well, I'm doing good too. All righty. So let me talk you through today's show. I did two shows. And the first show, we had Kelly Carlin on, who has a show called A Carlin Home Companion. And it's all about growing up with George Carlin. And it is at the Falcon Theater, January 28th through March 1st. And you know I'm definitely going to be there. Everybody from my podcast is going to go one night. But I felt like I might have hurried. I did. We ended up hurrying that because then we also did a second show. And we'll have to have Kelly back because where we can just not be in a hurry and do the show as long as we want. And she's great. I feel like I know her so well, but I really don't. But she's just a big bundle of warmth. And there were so many questions. I think I was a little nervous because I wanted to ask so many good questions. And after she left, I thought of all of them. But she's just awesome. And so there's that. And then we had Eliza Skinner in, who is just hilarious. Let's see if I can do the rest of this opening with no cursing. So, let me tell you something. For no reason, if I have a late night show, who knows? She'll probably have one before me. But if I do, I am going to utilize her. I was going to say utilize the fuck out of her. That's a great word. So Eliza Skinner was the guest today, and then I'll drop Kelly's show probably on Tuesday. Friday, let me quicken up. I don't Friday in San Francisco for the Sketch Fest, we had two people offer to do the band, but they both misunderstood when I was going to be there. That was very nice of them. So if you want to email me, we still need a band for Friday night in San Francisco, our 10:30 podcast. Now you know there's also our podcast at Sketchfest 10:30. Here's what I want everyone to do: bring your kazoo, because for the people maybe there will be people there that maybe don't listen to the podcast. I think it'll be funny if we all pull out kazoos. Maybe learn "Glory, Glory, Hallelujah." You know it by heart. So we'll bring our kazoos. You bring yours, and it'll be funny for anyone that doesn't listen to the podcast that maybe is there and just checking it out. You know, the less people that are there that don't listen to the podcast, the funnier it is. If there's five people there that aren't regular listeners, obviously that'll be very funny. So, Chris, thank you for sending in that Rickles clip. Please email me about a band for, I just said that. Kazoos. You know, on my notes last week, I wrote down Brad Song. Brad Song. I'm like, wonder what that was. And I think I mentioned on today's show, sometimes when people tweet me things, I don't always thank them because it gets lost in I take the tweet and then I email it, then Jake puts it on the board. And sometimes I don't mention people when they email it, but I always email them back and thank them. Even when we play it, I don't always mention it, but I always email them back and thank them. But sometimes Twitter people I forget about, and I apologize. Alrighty, I think that's everything. Oh, I still want to go to Catalina. There's got to be somebody out there that knows somebody with a music venue or a bar. We can transform to a comedy club one night. I really want to take everybody from the show to Catalina for the weekend and do a show. Like, we'll do a podcast. No, we'll probably just do a stand-up show. Just do a regular stand-up show in Catalina. I think it'll be really fun. And then we can invite a lot of listeners, even though it'll be a regular stand-up show. Maybe we can find out a hotel, and I think it could be a fun thing. But it'll just be a stand-up show in Catalina. But we'll have some of the music and stuff from the podcast. So, anybody, Catalina, you out there? So have a great time. Eliza Skinner is just wow. I mean, unbelievable. And it's a great show. Like I said, Troy Conrad sitting in. I think that's it. I'll see you in Tempe the 5th and 6th of February at Stand Up Live. I'll see you at Yuck Yucks in Vancouver, the 19th, 20th, and 21st of February, doing stand up in DC, my favorite club, the Improv, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of April. And if there's a club in your neighborhood and you want me to go there, just keep emailing them. That's usually a good way. They get enough emails. But that's it. You're great. You're special. You're, look at you. Look at you. Come on. Look at you. Your cheeks. Your face. Your guts. You're fucking great. You hear me? What if... Do you hear me? Stop. Stop. Stop for a second. And love your face. Go in the mirror and make out with yourself. I'm not kidding around. Yeah, it's a little sick, but I think you deserve it. Go. Hey! Just go into the bathroom, turn the light out, and make out with yourself. I think you'll enjoy it. I do it every night. I never wanted to... I never wanted to reveal that. All right. All right. And I'm proud of you. Bye. Enjoy the show. Aristotle, I'm proud of you. Aristotle, you want me to give you a lot of work? I say I'm proud of you. You tell me you're proud of me. And then get Jake telling, say, get Jake recording himself saying, I'm proud of both of you. And then I'll say, I'm proud of both of you. I'm proud of you, Aristotle.
I'm proud of you, Todd.
I'm proud of you, Jake.
I'm proud of both of you.
Hey, Katie, I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of you, Todd. Todd, I'm proud of you. I'm so proud of you, Todd.
Oh, I just gave you so much work. Bye.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Do something Are we on right now? You can start it right from when I just said, are we just on? That should be the first thing people heard. Is it? How you doing, Aristotle?
I'm doing good.
Wait. Why can't we hear you? Because you're in the other room. Which is your mic here? Go ahead. Go ahead. Aristotle?
I have all the power.
Go ahead. Keep talking.
I don't like power.
Doing... No, I can't hear you. Talk loud.
It's just me.
Talking to yours. We're not going to start yet. We'll get this fixed.
Over here?
Hey. You're not coming through my headphone either.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the producer.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Let me hear you.
This is me.
Okay. Now, hold on. Go ahead. Say again.
Hey.
Okay. Hold on.
The band. Half the band.
Okay. Now you.
Hello.
Got more.
Hello.
Okay. I got it now. I'm sorry, guys. Okay. So why is that so... Don't like to have to do things.
Don't worry. Well,
okay, here we go. All right, here we go. We got it. Okay, now I'm going to turn the master off. Let me hear your guitar. Please. All right, I said a little. Jesus Christ, he cuts an album. All right. I stole that from Rickles. All right, so do we leave all that in? No, we don't. Maybe people want to know. You know what we'll do? We'll leave it this week. And then if people go, Todd, we love you to death, but we don't need to hear that whole thing you just did. And then I won't act immaturely. I'll be like, you're right, I just did it that one week because that's what really happens on the show. First, I have to think back now, did I say anything weird?
No, you're fine.
About okay, so do you know Hard Day's Night?
Yeah.
Let's fucking do it. And you can drop those things in, and that's the opening of the goddamn show. I produce it live. Here we go.
It's been a hard
No. Instrumental.
No, yeah?
Instrumental.
Oh, okay.
Jesus Christ, these guys are fucking idiots. Hold on, stop. Play this, just so they know we didn't forget. You know, we care about the band. LMNOP, ladies and gentlemen.
Joel Rutkowski.
All right, I'll pause that out. I'm a little anxious right now, but here we go. Let's do it. Are you guys okay?
I feel better now.
Nick Liberatore.
Okay, now, little instrumental Hard Day.
Liberatore.
Little instrumental Hard Day's Night, and then you'll play those. Two. Here we go.
2, 3, 4.
The Todd Glass is waiting.
about my 30-year career in stand-up comedy. Please welcome to the program the very funny Todd Glass.
I can't hear it.
Veteran comedian and podcast pioneer is with us, and now best-selling author. Todd Glass, how you doing, Todd?
Go right to Jimmy Kimmel. I want to get out of this
bit. Please say hello to comedy's national treasure, Todd Glass.
All right, everybody, that's the start of the show. Elemento P is here. Boom, on the drums. Did you guys do your homework? If we do this, can you still make it happen? Thank you. Hi. Can I tell you, Eliza?
Yeah?
Let me push your mic in for you, because I tell these
thank
guys.
You,
oh,
thank
there you.
You
go. Very excited you're here.
Me too.
You have a good energy about you.
I'll try.
And you don't have to try. To you, it comes natural. We'll take a break.
Oh,
we'll
no.
be right back right after this. I like harder on the drums on the out. You do it one more time. You know, you're doom, doom, doom. You like last time you were like down. You're like, doom, like a fuck. I'm going to try it one more time. I like that. Well, they try to do it lazily because they're all, you know, they don't, what they do, they try to trick me. They go, oh, we won't do it like that. He knew. He remembered. On to his shit. All right. So, I'm happy you're here.
Me too.
I'm a little scattered right now, like a lot of frenetic energy going on.
Right now, but not usually.
I think it's during the opening sometimes.
Okay.
I don't want to make it like it's your fault. But so I'll get this stuff out of the way, and then
do it.
And then I can't wait to
get
be silly
into
with
it.
You. You know what I'm always tempted to make you do?
What?
Because you did it so well last time when you just came. And Troy Conrad's here. Jesus Christ.
I'm here.
He kept holding up a sign that said, point me out and mention shows I'm producing.
He just comes in with an armful of signs.
I could see Troy come. If I didn't tell Troy what to do when he came to this podcast, he would come in with folders and a notebook and like an accordion thing that's a portable file thing.
Like a war map and little people to move around.
Okay, I bring stuff. I brought Fun Dip this time and nothing else. But tell me not to bring stuff, and I generally listen to that.
Move your mic in a little closer.
Yeah, I'm right
get
here.
Even with it.
I'm
there
right
you
here.
Go.
I'm right here.
I love that you brought Fun Dip. And I also love everything about you. Even what I tell you not to do, I'm glad I'm able to tell you not to do it.
I feel like it's very much done out of love and a little bit of OCD. Yeah, so what's on the agenda?
Oh, excuse me.
Change the subject very quickly.
I'm always tempted to make you do it. I go full circle. And Mohawk Pratt is here, ladies and gentlemen. Remember I spoke of the Pratts? The family that we became friendly with, and this is Mohawk Pratt, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh.
So, you know, we could show him a little
very
respect,
nice.
You know. Mohawk Pratt, you know. All right, thank you. And then Kyle, what's your last name? McFadden. Kyle McFadden is here. He's a comic that I talked to outside of the improv about a week ago, and he said, could he come sit in on the show? I'm like, absolutely. Before this show, we did an interview with Kelly Carlin. More of a straight interview.
Hmm.
A little silly. You know, I keep it light around here. And Aristotle's here. Elemento P is here. Nick on drums. And Joel is on the kazoo.
Oh.
I knew you were going to get your show. There you go. He is professional. That kazoo is more than normal kazoos. So the thing that I was tempted to make you do, you did so well last time, which just makes me the overly lying to feed my vanity. You know what I mean?
Oh.
So I was like, I'll be like, I feel like my openings are too long. Do you think they
I feel
are?
Like they're not long enough. I don't even know
no,
what you...
No. Are you being serious?
When you stop talking, I'm just sad that there's not more.
Oh, because I always feel like I just go on and on about the same thing.
No, God, it's
and
gold.
And you listen to the podcast.
Every single one, yeah. I feel like, you know, when you're scattering diamonds, no one says, oh, no, enough diamonds. You know? I mean, I don't know. Do what you want,
Shut up! Do you think that part of me enjoying that bit is... I hope it's not true, by the way, that it feeds my real ego, because I swear
absolutely
it does.
Not. Absolutely not. You'd have to have some sort of out-of-control ego for that to be true, which... I see none of
from
that.
From what you know about egos.
Yeah.
And you know a little bit, right?
I mean, something. You know, I don't know. I can spell it. That's,
so my, that's enough for me. I think you have a degree. All right. So there we go. So it's gonna be fun. I'm gonna let go today. I'm gonna do what Rory Scovel said. No, he told me to quit comedy. But I'm gonna do what LMNOP said before the show. They said just relax and be yourself, Todd. I said that's good advice. So let me go, and I'm happy they're here because they were on our holiday show, and you guys, we're going to utilize you today. If it seems like there's time, like, hey, we've been back here, we haven't been doing that much, just wait till later. You're going to be shitting in your pants. Then we did. Okay, so let me say this. I'm going to see what I have to get through here because I don't want to. I'm going to do this on the opening of the show in my phone. I don't need to do it all here. The kiss on the lips thing. Give me 2 minutes. Play. What was that? We plugged his. He was so.
Yes, it's the Todd Glass Show. So let's kiss on the lips.
What's the name of his website?
Custom Jingles.
Custom Jingles. Yeah. Joe gets so upset. His wife, Joe's wife, and this is true. I'm not making this up. Is now calling me. Lyricist Joe does most of the.
He's amazing.
He's amazing.
Lyricist Joe up in Portland.
But there's a little bit of a problem. His wife's been calling me because I played this one. Play the Let's Kiss on the Lips one again.
Yes, it's the Todd Glass Show, so let's kiss on the lips.
So listen, I'm being totally serious. His wife calls me now. She knows when we're recording the show. I mean, yelling at me like it's 1950. Like, you talk to my... I'm like, who do you think you... Oh, my God. I think that she's calling in right now. This is jingle. This is Joe, the guy who normally does the jingles, right?
His wife.
Why are you playing other jingles? He's the one that does the music on the show.
She's got one of those phones that you can hear the dial tone before she calls. That
exactly.
Is...
Oh my God. Hello.
Are you playing the jingles?
Come here.
Hello. 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 Oh. Is it working? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Is this Karen?
Yes, this is Karen. Who? Of course, this is Karen.
Karen, yeah, we play all Joe's stuff. We played that other jingle, the Let's Kiss on the Lips.
Did you play the Kiss on the Lips?
It's not disrespectful to your husband. It's not.
It is disrespectful. It is. It's disrespectful to our union as
a
married couple.
Your union? What are you talking about?
Your union, your jingle union, my union as a wife, as his love partner. He's an authentic lover, and he made a jingle for you with kissing on the lips.
No. You're even confused. Hold on 1 second. The kiss on the lips somebody else sent in.
What?
Oh.
You.
Yeah, all the other stuff is your husband's.
You didn't make that? You monster.
Oh, wait, I don't know. Okay, so hold on. It's just so perfect. You know what, fucking Eliza, you just fucking deliver with any. Of course, I say 1950s. And then I thought, why did I say that? But I had to know me. You get on the phone. Hello. Oh, she knew exactly what I fucking meant. Why am I screaming at people? Because I'm excitable. Okay. Okay. This is a quick piece of advice. I'll feel better if I just say it now. Erik. He might be like affectionately making fun of the way I say irk. You remember you said about being happy. He felt like I didn't have an answer for this person. To George Carlin, I'm being honest. Like, I thought I didn't really give him a great answer. Like, I like to, in my head, think I can clean it up. And this guy was saying, like, I don't know what it is. Like, I don't have any reasons not to be happy. I'm so close, but yet I hold on into this. And here's what I thought about. If you go to not a counselor – look, there's bad counselors. There's bad therapists. It's just like everything else. But if you go to a good one – and to me, you might think, what does a good one mean? They don't overuse – they use street smarts mixed with thing they've learned in therapy. They don't over-therapize things. Sometimes they're just there to give you advice. It doesn't have – and then when it is analytical, you trust them that they don't always just throw like, what do you think? Just get your feet – get your hands dirty. My friend Kevin said you have to tell your therapist that. I want you because they will – some will adjust. And if they can't, because you get one. Oh. So the one that helps our family, Dr. Ebert in Philadelphia, I'm going to answer this guy's question. He's fucking great because we're not going arguing. We want help, and we're all adults, and we're old enough to go. It might not be what we want. We're not in there to be right. Like, we're in there. We fight a little. You don't want to be wrong. But overall, we're like, what are we here for? He's not going to bullshit us. if you go to therapy like that and you find that therapist, you can make incredible amounts of progress very quickly. So if you're listening, hey, for some people it's deeper problems they have that can't be dealt with that quickly. I get it. But some people, if you just go, if you're in a relationship and you just want to go and listen, just like when you're not going to be like with your arms folded. If you just go, I don't give a fuck if I thought I was right and I was wrong. God damn it. I let that go and go in. You can make shit tons of progress really quick. Not the type of progress where people affectionately behind your back go, they've been going to therapy for 3 years, but I don't see a difference in them. Like, yeah, with their, you know. No, you'll make the type of improvement people go, I got to tell you, like, they're different. Whatever the fuck they're doing, if you choose to go in there. So that's my advice to you. Go in, tell your story, and go, I want to deal with this. I don't want to. And then there you go. That's your fucking answer. So sick of it. Maybe you could, you know, you had to put a little reverb in Eliza's voice. Maybe you could sing something to Eric. I hope that's his name.
Okay.
To wake up to every day, and we'll make it his. It will. This is just what he wakes up to. Just what he wakes up to. Like, you okay. Just, you know what? Maybe we could just do it for all our listeners, like a generic one.
Okay.
You give them something to wake up. They're great. They're, how about the, yeah, there you go. Go, what do you want to say? And this could be the ringtone. Wake up, they hear this. All do right. It in that. Right. Can I make a horrible direction?
Okay.
For whatever reason, I direct you wrong, and I ask you to do that in your 1950s over-the-top annoying voice.
This thing? Okay.
But this is what you're. This is you trying to, in that voice, make these. This is not what you'd want to wake up to.
Okay.
This is you. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Do I get music? Okay. Wake up! It's the morning! Come on! The day has started. Why haven't you? Wake up!
Hold on. I want to give you a little background music. Maybe can the band give a little? Because, you know, people are going to use this. And even though it's silly, you're going to. By the way, who would want to wake up to that? That's what.
I mean, that's what you wanted, right?
It was perfect. Okay. You're laying in bed. Maybe, let's see, get a beat. Well, you can follow her beat. You know, if you guys said you were good at following beats when I interviewed you. Okay, so am I putting you on the spot?
No, I like this is what I do.
Cool. So they're in their house. Their phone goes off, and this is what they hear. Maybe give a little bump, 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 bump.
Can
bump,
I just
bump.
Is this another morning thing or just any time of
no,
day?
No, this is for the morning.
Okay,
this is the can alarm
I,
goes off.
I just want to add. I had an aunt, bless her heart, that was like this, and my cousin's name was Shane. So she would say Shane's name at the beginning. Can we just address him as this? Because I think it'd be fun to have it to a person.
Well, if we're going
to
address it, shouldn't I pick one of the people that?
Okay,
well, I don't
yeah,
know.
Let's do that.
No, Shane. Oh, because do they listen to the show?
Yeah, he listens from Idaho.
No,
for
they
all
don't.
The Shanes out there.
It's for all the Shanes.
Okay. Shane just insinuates anybody.
Yeah.
Why do we... I don't the think we should make everybody. It someone's name.
But hey, good morning. It's the day. It's the beginning part of the day. Don't be smart. You knew that. When I said morning... It's not a restaurant. There's only breakfast for the next 20 minutes. So get it in the next 20 minutes. Or grab something on the way. Good morning.
I hope you know there's going to be one person that downloads that and wakes up to it. And good for you. Because can I tell you something? There's no fucking else other way to wake up. And yeah. I cursed on purpose in that sense.
Aw, thank you.
Good morning.
You can't sleep through that alarm.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, listen. So we're not even doing the show yet. This is why This is just
no
all...
one's recording any of this.
Oh, no, I just like hanging out.
Oh, I can tell
my
PIN numbers. Great. This is perfect.
No, this is the pre-show.
Oh, cool.
These
cool.
other shows, cool. I guess this is the whole show.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, oh, we did 30 minutes. I don't know. To me, this is free. It's just this is a...
Yeah, and, you're welcome.
You're hilarious. It's the opening of the show. We haven't even gotten to the show yet. Aristotle's everything all right? Great. I'm revving high. That's my new thing that I want to say. I'm revving high. I could do that on the opening. Kiss on the lips. No, don't tell me. It's his... Okay, let me explain to you what's going on. Joe does all the jingles for the show.
Right.
I played Portland. That kiss on the lips thing, and she's mad.
Because it's not his.
Because it's not his, and she thinks it's rude to him. She goes, he does songs here every week. One person says one... Just let's try. Go ahead. Just let the phone go hot. Let me. Right, he's gets a little nervous with the things, but that's okay. He's gonna. What was your name again in this bit?
I don't.
Give yourself a name, whatever you
Karen.
Want.
Karen.
Karen. Okay. Karen, hi.
Okay. Hey, Karen.
Todd Glass.
Karen, please don't
on
call
my
me.
Fucking phone. Are you proud of yourself?
Karen, I played the Kiss on the Lips jingle. I like it. There's not this. Your husband's not calling. It's you.
No. You know why? He's sobbing in the bathroom.
No, he's...
He's sobbing in the bathroom into a sock.
Okay. First of all, not that that has anything to do with anything.
Oh, not with your life. Sure. No, it doesn't have anything to do with your life. Me, I got my husband falling apart in the
Karen,
room next
Karen,
to me.
Karen. I don't... If you want me to stop... Karen, I feel like you're strong-arming me a little here. He does... First of all, why do people cry in the socks? Not that that is anything.
I told him not to use up the toilet tissue.
Oh, Jesus. I'll stop playing it. I don't know.
Really? I mean, don't do it just because I told you to.
Well, there'd be no other reason for me to...
Oh, you monster.
Oh.
You monster.
You know what? Shit.
Did you swear at me, you
yeah,
fucking
did.
Potty mouth?
No, look at you, because I'll tell you why. Because Joe doesn't care. He doesn't care.
You,
you
don't
care.
Know what he cares
no,
about.
You, just start
you don't
trouble,
know what
Karen.
He cares about.
You just start trouble, Karen. Joe doesn't care. Joe's never called me. Joe gets it. Do we fucking love him on the show?
Because
all
he's
you
a
do,
man.
Because you're angry
pride.
Anyway. You're angry before the
he's
show.
He's a prideful but, man.
Hey, Karen, before my podcast, were you angry? Were you happy?
I had a wonderful life before your podcast. I didn't know you talk last.
So all your anger and all your angst is because I played Let's Kiss on the Lips.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Then
What
have you asked anybody their opinion on... You ask an outside party, am I wrong about this?
Oh, I can't have my own opinions? Is this because I didn't go to college?
No, and you bring that up every time. I never do.
Oh, okay. All right. You just like judging me, Mr. Judgy Pants, putting on your robes. Get your gavel. You got your gavel because I didn't go to college. I know how to treat people.
Is this how you treat people?
When they wrong my family? Yes, it is.
All right.
Sir.
I got to go. I have a show to do. I didn't put this on the air out of respect to you.
Well, thank God I didn't sign a release for it, so how could you?
Well, guess what? I am going to put it out.
God damn it, you piece of monster shit! Click!
Why?
Why do... What is it with me that angry, dumb is just pure joy? Like, just to think that there's someone out there like that somewhere, just starting fucking trouble. All right, I'm not going to try. I was going to say, I'm going to try not to stop and start and analyze bits. Troy, how are you?
I'm doing tip top, actually, right now. I feel like the show is going incredibly well, by the way.
Oh, by the way, that's a character you can do throughout the whole show.
Because what was
I think
that
it
character?
Helps me, actually.
Well, what's that character?
Well, because just... I feel like my show is... Is it choppy tonight?
No. My God. This is actually... about 10 minutes in, I went, oh, my God, this is flow night. This is like the night where there's the flow that just everything follows
like,
perfectly.
Do my guests look dumb? Like, they come... Like, my friend Mohawk Pratt and then... Kyle over there. Like, I feel like they. I think I have smart listeners. Like, what if, do they look like? What when you see them? What do you see?
Conversely, Todd, I would say that when I walked in, I went. Todd seems to attract people
like
who look like
professors'
like
kids.
Professors' kids, like they're running Yale or something,
and
they're adding
thought.
To how smart the show has been so far.
You know what it is? I bet what it is because I be honest, I put on a little bit of weight. Maybe
oh,
I'm just.
I thought you lost
what?
Like 10 pounds.
Oh, did you? No, seriously.
What did you think,
Troy?
Eliza?
I think you're just kissing my ass, but
no. Well,
I actually was concerned. I thought you had lost a lot of weight, but like replaced it with muscle, so I wasn't too concerned. But I was concerned.
Todd, when we walked
in,
I
feel like you guys might just be saying this because we're on the podcast. Do you know how old I am? And listen, don't do me any favors by shaving years off. Tell me honestly how old you think I am.
I don't know. I mean, 32. I'm sorry, 33.
Seriously.
Okay, 29.
I'm 31.
Really? I am so sorry. I should not have guessed so high. I just was like, make it sound honest. Make it sound authentic.
Don't judge her for guessing 32 right off the bat because you know what? Todd, you're a mature 31, 29.
All right, listen. Let's do. I'll tell you what I want to do.
Right.
I didn't do any of this stuff.
All right, we need
Brad.
Some...
Oh, yeah, yeah, I think I do. No, I'll talk about that later. This I talked about. Mike. Oh.
Usually, Todd, the listeners want to get that stuff out of the way.
I want to say happy birthday. Lexi, I'm not a birthday shout-out show, but when people's email, I like something about this couple. I'm not going to lie to you. Don't get crazy sitting at home. This is not Chuck E. Cheese, but I do love doing it. But here's the thing. I would like to do it. I know you're all going to want to do it, but Lexi wants me to say happy birthday to her boyfriend, Mike, and I think I should do it.
Okay, well...
No, let me... Come on, don't turn this into one of those fights.
No.
I'll do it.
I mean,
I'll do it.
No, Todd...
I mean, if anyone's going to do it, you know...
No, let me do it. I think I have it better.
What, Todd, don't... You know what? Just do...
No.
You have a lot of listeners with a lot of birthdays. You're going to get a lot of shit for
and
this.
And you have so much to do
no,
in
because
the
I could
show.
See me doing do it. This. I'd be like, hey, Lexi, Todd, you know, Mike wanted... Mike,
this is a big mistake. Yeah.
This is going to open
a
can of worms,
mistake.
Todd.
Oh, it's
can
a stupid fucking shout-out to someone's birthday. Let me
That's
just
how
do
it starts. That's how it starts. That's a drop in the bucket, and suddenly, yeah, you've got to move.
Yeah, next thing you know, it's going to be the Todd Glass Show where you call in and they announce your birthday.
Yeah, we'll do whatever you want. We dress up like Ninja Turtles, too.
Hey, Mike, Lexi wanted to say happy birthday. That's all I want to say.
Oh, my God. We're going to get a lot of calls.
Good luck.
You think they like that? Do you think if they're home and they heard that, that was counted as doing it? I want to make it special. Like, I want them to be home right now. Like, that bit, to be honest.
That's plenty. That's plenty.
To George Carlin, I think I lobbed a piece of shit at you at that bit. But you guys are so fucking, you take whatever you're getting. And here's one thing I want.
Are you just saying that?
Here's what I'm trying to say. Tonight, if there's any time where you're not comfortable, like, you know what I mean? Like, Brandon Wardell, well, you know, he's not professional. But he did it, and I don't want to. No. I'm not bad-mouthing him. I'm just saying. No. To George Carlin, I threw a bit to Brandon Wardell, and he went, no, I can't even do that right now. And I was so happy that he was comfortable enough.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want anyone to feel like, you know, when you're just not feeling a bit, you're like, shit, and you try. No, if it's ever that, you just tell me, you throw something in my head like a tambourine, and I'll know. We'll play the bailout song. So with that rule, I'll never feel bad for throwing shit at you.
Sure, okay. Yeah.
Because you know what happens? I get addicted. I decide because you're so you're pretty quick to throw like these absurd things. You're a trash man, and you sing songs from the, you know.
So wait, are you, just to have some clarity on this, Todd, you're saying if you don't feel like the if like we don't get the bits and whatever, we can just say let's end the show. And
well, now you're doing a parody of it. I want you to try. Yes. Well, okay. I'm not going to end the show. I know you're doing a bit.
All right, I was.
So I could just be like, no.
No.
No, I'm not gonna
I don't
do
want
it.
To do it. You're a 5-year-old girl answering the phone. Hello?
No.
All right, listen. My numbers are drifting right now. Oh, is it his wife? Oh, my God. When she drinks, his wife. I mean, it's scary.
Wait.
This is Joe's wife. Oh. She's drunk. She's going to yell at me because I played the song again. Hello?
Who is it?
You called me.
Who is it?
What's your name again?
My name
Karen.
Is Karen.
Karen, you called me, so it's
you
Todd.
You call me.
No,
you call
Karen.
Me.
Karen,
call
you...
me on the line. Call
oh,
me.
She's doing a song
me.
Right now, Todd. Just... That's a song by Blondie.
Karen, you called me.
Who?
Karen, it's Todd.
Where is the pizza? It's been 20 minutes.
I can't. This is just letter. She's drunk. Todd. She, by the way, no bullshit. Just so
where
you know.
Where is the pizza?
Karen, it's Todd.
I am Todd.
No,
of
you're...
your behavior.
Karen, it's Todd.
Just leave it on the porch. I'm
no,
leaving
it's...
money out there.
Karen, it's Todd Glass, and you called me. Remember, I played the song.
How dare you?
I remind her she gets angry.
How dare you to my husband?
No, he doesn't give a shit. Only
he
you do.
He jumped off the roof.
No, you should
of
jump
the
off the
van.
Roof, to be honest. You should
what?
Jump off the roof. Yeah. I'm tired of hiding
me?
The way I feel
Are
about
you. Are
you
threatening me, you
no,
monster?
I can't make you jump off the roof. I'm just wishing you would.
You're threatening me?
Because we have a great relationship, me and your husband. And, you know, as friends...
How do you know my husband?
He does... Are you shitting me? Are you that... He does... You're... I don't know why I'm reminding you what to be angry at me about. So nothing. You called the.
All right.
Your pizza will be there. What do you want on? I want to make sure I want to get it right.
I'm just gonna leave an envelope of cash on the porch. You put the pizza there. You go home.
Karen, is there any part of you that's aware?
No.
Well, you're an alcoholic.
What? You monster! Todd Glass! I feel sorry for the people that have to look at you and be near you.
Well, we're playing the,
and drive play the
song.
Streets
play
with
it now
you.
While she's on. Play the Kiss on the Lips thing. Hope it's.
What are you. Oh,
oh
no.
This is the. Oh, we love this one.
How dare you!
Oh, isn't this the best one?
How dare you!
Oh, everybody,
you.
Play it again. Our listeners love it. It was voted number one by the Jingle Association of America.
No.
Yes.
Not the JAA.
Yes, the JAA. You fucking heard me.
Traitors. They're all getting kickbacks.
All right, there we
Nothing
go.
Nothing honest. Click.
Oh my God. Look who's here, everybody, right? Let's do it up. Oh, what's this?
Eliza Skinner's here. Eliza Skinner's here. Eliza Skinner's here. Eliza Skinner's here.
Smoke and fog and bubbles.
Well, that what fixed more? My childhood.
Play it again. I think she deserves it again.
Yay!
Let's do it up. I'll tell you, you're all right. Thank you. You know what I just realized? I'm not even joking.
What?
While I was spraying the bubble machine, the handheld bubble machine, no bullshit, to George Carlin, just realized why Jake and Aristotle always wave the bubbles away
oh,
from them.
Oh, because it's not... They
the
don't
computers.
Want it to
I thought they didn't want bubbles on themselves. I'm like, are bubbles
no,
that bad?
I love
they
how...
See, can you imagine looking at them
how they casually protect their instruments.
I can't get the bubbles all over me. Then I just realized it's so they don't get all over the soundboards.
You thought they were just super macho? Like, no bubbles on
hey,
me.
Hey, I don't want
hey.
Those I'll tell you, I don't want any bubbles on me. Ba-dum boom. Thank you. That's Rodney. You know Rodney's
say
brother.
A load of bubbles.
Hey, say a load of bubbles, huh? Bubbles McGee. I didn't have anything. at least I admit it. Rodney's brother, Roger Dangerfield, he just complains.
Oh, yeah? No actual jokes?
Well, he's more like, I'll tell you, my kid's not too smart. Flunked out of college, huh? And I'll tell you, my wife ain't no good either. You know my wife? I told her she's unhappy. I said, go back to school and do something you like. She just sits around depressed. I wish she'd make something of herself. She's brilliant. And
I feel
tell
like
you.
That's how I learned to like jokes as a kid. I was like, I like the way they sound. I don't know what they mean, but I like the rhythm.
Oh, I say that about, oh, I'm forgetting his name, but old...
Fozzie Bear?
Oh, my God. See, that's why me and you... Say Fozzie Bear again. Fozzie Bear.
Fozzie Bear?
What? Oh, I want a band traveling with me so bad. Then you could act like you can sing, too. Yeah. Oh, we have that start and stop. Oh, I have to pull up the song that Joe wrote for me to start and stop again, because we tried it last week. No offense to Aristotle and the trumpet player Gabe. Says he's a trumpet player. Anybody can blow into a kazoo-shaped tuba.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about.
No.
Okay, I got a little off. Well, I think he just has a kazoo
Oh, just stuck on the end of the...
On this, the
yeah,
tuba,
sure.
Because he's like...
Come on.
Yeah, everybody knows that. What was I talking about? Help me out here. Start and stop. So I have to pull up those lyrics. But anyway, that's not why we're here. So now we start the show.
Oh.
Yeah, that's like a pre-show.
Okay, great.
So you're like, what the fuck? This must be a
Should
really
I put
good
on
podcast.
Like character shoes or
no. Little tap shoes. Where do you live? Where are you from? I don't do like a lot of, you know,
You don't care normally.
No, the other shows, and this is between me and you.
Sure.
Stop listening.
So mad because I can do just straight interviews too. They're like, oh yeah, Todd's a bells and whistles guy. They go, yeah, listen to his show now.
Yeah.
He's just like, he'll have a, just a regular conversation with somebody.
So we're, it's like if the Harlem Globetrotters played a real game.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're scared. Mm-hmm. Where are you from?
Virginia. Richmond, Virginia.
Virginia. You grew up there?
Yep, yep, yep.
Right now, what do you think they're thinking if, they, if they're peeking around the show? They're like, he does. He's just talking to her about Virginia. And
yeah.
Just...
yeah, they're like, well, I bet he can't pull it off.
Do you...
I bet it's going to get boring.
Do you... Do you think, and I want you to be honest with me, I feel like we're known each other a long time. You'll be honest with
me? Yeah.
Do you think, last time we talked about my looks, and I think I'm just like, I'm not a leading man, that I understand, right?
I mean, you could be, if we're just talking looks.
Did you mean that when you said that last time?
Yes. I mean, what are the criteria? I don't know if we're not talking.
I don't know. You think I
have saying character actor? Are you saying, do you mean character actor when you say leading man? Because I think leading man, I think very good looking, which says to me you.
But not Alec Baldwin. More like maybe. Or is it like
young
Alec Baldwin?
Alec Baldwin, right? Is that what you? You mean like you're more like of a young Alec Baldwin than a current day?
Because I look at myself as younger than him, too. I do look younger.
Absolutely.
Than him.
I mean, I would say a good 20, 25 years younger than him.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
If it's not what you want to hear, I'm sorry.
No, don't play that. That's disrespectful. I have to be honest. I feel like I keep lobbing sometimes, like...
gold?
You're the best.
Ah, you are.
Oh, God. Even though it's a bit, it made me feel better. Lobbing what? Goal? Shut up.
Perfect still, comedy diamonds?
It still makes me feel good. I don't understand why this isn't a late night show. No. Listen.
Honestly, I don't.
Here's what I'd like to do. What's that? We'll play that for later. Oh wait, that's part of our summer concert series, but it's our fall. What is it now?
It's winter.
It's part of our winter series, our winter concert series. We're going to play that later. We're going to go watch them perform. Who's vomiting? Who just vomited? I heard somebody vomit. I'm kidding. Somebody sneezed, didn't they? Oh, it was the cymbal. Anyway. Troy, say something. You just sit there.
Todd, I'm evaluating the show, and let me tell you something. This is, there's a reason that the Onion AV Club has rated this in the top five in the last 3 weeks. The Onion AV Club. Top five podcast, Todd. Are you not reading this?
That's like the number one podcast.
It's the number one podcast reviewer.
No,
next
I think
to the
you guys are doing like a bitter. Is it true you were talking about this podcast on your own mini podcast?
Yeah, I was actually. Let me tell you about it.
Mini podcast, rated number one mini podcast by the Mini Podcasters Association of America.
This is Troy Conrad. Welcome to the Troy Conrad Mini Podcast.
Pause it, Jake. So right now we're listening to. This is Troy Conrad doing a show about my show. He's like a mini podcast. Oh, wait, I don't like the way I took the bit. Fuck it. I fucking up, but at least I'm admitting it. The bit is that in the middle of my podcast, you just start doing your own podcast.
I start doing my own.
I was making it, oh, we're playing a clip of it, but no.
No. So, I get that, but no. I do my own separate mini podcast.
In the middle of my
podcast? Yeah, and then I take the clip, I edit it down, and then I release it. On my own podcast feed.
Let's play that. That's what I want to hear.
All right.
He's mid-sentence.
Welcome to the Troy Conrad Mini Podcast.
I think I'm
rated right. Number one mini podcast by the Podcasters Association of America.
This is Troy Conrad. Welcome to the Troy Conrad Mini Podcast. My guest is Eliza Skinner. I want to mention that we are sponsored by Jimmy Pardo's Never Not Funny. Please tune in now to Jimmy Pardo, Never Not Funny, available 24 hours a day.
During my show?
Eliza Skinner.
Yes, Troy.
I have a question. It's fantastic having you on the show.
Thank you. I absolutely love being on the show.
When it comes down to, I think, physical bits... or intellectual bits when you're on stage, which do you think is the preferable bit for the audience?
Honestly, I would say physicalized intellectual bits would be my go-to. But intellectualized physical bits could work also. This is
what I do. That is Eliza Skinner.
This has been the Troy Conrad Mini Podcast. You have now fulfilled your daily requirement for podcasts, and you can turn off the main podcast you have been listening to.
That's, by the way, thank you to Lyricist Joe for that.
I know, I forgot about that. Can I tell you, I want to apologize. I'm being totally serious. In a way, to George Carlin, like, that bit is just funny that in the middle of the show, he brings his own podcast, and then I tried to play it like, oh, guess what I found, like, scoping around, and it was going to have you guys, but I want to do that again later and forget about the old way that I did.
Okay, no, but I like that. We'll do it again.
It's like a little mouse that's got a house inside your house.
Yes, right. That podcast was the most boring podcast in the entire world, right? Like, can you imagine that somebody's podcast? Do another.
Let's do another one.
And let me give you more direction.
Okay, well, no, because I'm about to agree with you, and you probably already know where I'm going with it.
You know, it's just more boring.
Yeah.
And this is your show. And by the way, not to be too pushy, can you make Eliza the person you're interviewing? I don't know. Maybe you thought you'd play both roles and be greedy. Share this bit with Eliza.
Wait, how do you mean that? Wait, tell me what you mean.
Like, oh, I'm kidding. Like, you know, like she's the one you're interviewing every time. You were doing that
every,
anyway.
Every single time.
Yeah, you were doing
that
anyway.
Okay.
Right, okay. So,
but make it. You're saying make it more boring, though, on purpose.
Well, you guys are in the way
we're naturally boring.
No, naturally.
The way comedy works, you're going to naturally probably know that to make it funnier every time, you got to up the most. It's just
no, because you're right. You're helping me exaggerate. Because my idea was kind of having it be like a little bit of a less interesting version of Fresh Air for like 20 seconds.
This is yours. Is the way we're taking it now? It's just god awful boring.
Okay, great.
You know, we're talking about yellow pencils. You know what? You know.
Okay.
Welcome to the Troy Conrad Mini Podcast.
In the middle of my podcast? Are you shitting me?
One mini podcast.
What?
Podcasters,
you can't do a podcast during my podcast.
This is Troy Conrad with the Troy Conrad Mini Podcast. We're sponsored by WTF with Mark Maron. You can tune in right now. My guest is Eliza Skinner. Eliza Skinner, thank
Hello.
You for being here.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you this because a lot of our listeners want to know this kind of thing. When you're on stage and maybe you're in the green room beforehand,
right.
You're going to choose a different type of beer maybe each time before the show. What would be the type of beer that you would choose and why?
Depends on where I'm performing and the time of day. If it was like an early morning show, I probably would even skip the beer.
This has been the Troy Conrad Mini Podcast. You have now fulfilled your daily requirement for podcasts, and you can turn off the main podcast you have been listening to.
Turn off? How dare you interrupt my podcast, and then you tell the audience that they're done listening.
Stop listening to this one.
Enough with the podcast already, when I was kind enough to let you interrupt my podcast.
It's important to have other points of view, Todd, on this show.
Todd Glass.
Okay, listen. If the band comes in with the ba 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 bum ba bum ba bum ba 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 bum ba bum ba bum ba 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 bum, remember for the start and stop. Let's hear a little more in the guitar. Now I'll tell you what I'm not nervous about. Me, put a little reverb in my voice. Make it. Can you get a little more twangy? And by the way, great with what you're doing. Bum, 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 bum. No, it was great. I'm saying, whatever effect you put on it, this is the vibe I'm looking for right now. Now, everybody, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's bring the music up a little more, and we're gonna soak in this for a second. A little louder. It's all right. Everything's fine. Now, when people meditate, they meditate to... this is not traditionally meditation music. But guess what? Make it yours. 30 seconds. Boom. Find yourself in the rhythm. Just get with the... And do it inwardly with not saying it. Be honest, you felt a little bit empty. Empty and all the shit gone out of your body.
Very zen-like.
I have to go to the bathroom. But hey, have you ever hosted a podcast before?
Sure. I mean, could. I don't know. Me? I've always been just an understudy podcast host. I've never had a chance on the big stage.
Fade the music out. Okay, before we finish this bit, I have to go to the bathroom. So you think you could keep things going while we're back? And then we'll come back and we're going to... You know that song they were just playing? We'll do that when we come back, but I have to go to the bathroom. Can you handle it?
Sure, Mr. Glass. I think I can.
All right, well, I'm gonna go to the bathroom right now, and you can talk about whatever you want, something that happened. Or wait, you seem a little nervous.
No, I'm just so excited. My big shot, the big time. My name in lights. The roar of the crowd. I always knew someday I'd be a podcast host.
I want to do this bit again, and I'm taking your direction. Okay, so you work here on the show, but you're just like, you know, like you're doing other, you're going to do exactly what you just did. But
I'm sorry, do you want a drink? Is that okay? Do you need to refill that?
Should I call you Karen again? Well, give me a different name for this person. It doesn't matter.
Sally.
Sally. What do we have, old names? Go die. I don't have an old show. Sally. The fuck?
Sally?
Well, why don't we make it
Jessica.
Jessica. Is that a modern name?
Sure, yeah. Okay. I know people named Jessica.
Okay, sure.
Is that a modern name?
Is that what the kids are doing these days, Jessica?
Well,
they're calling
Jessica.
Them. What are they doing with the hip hop music and the hooty hoos and the la di das?
I knew what I meant. Names become popular. You ever hear a comedian use an outdated name? You know, I was like Matilda. Matilda, what are you, 100? So you got to be up on that stuff. Yeah. I can't be using dated names. Mm-hmm. Maybe the name Chad isn't in anymore. So I don't want to use it in my fake bits.
It is on ski teams.
Thank you. Oh, Jesus. I'm feeling better. I'm feeling better. And I know what I'm doing. I did stop the bit. I know. We're going to go back to that. But back to this. So you're serving drinks.
All right.
I don't want to make it a sexist bit. You have to be... Yeah, well, it's a sexist
clink,
bit.
Clink, clink.
Okay. Hey, Sharon.
Yes, Mr. Glass?
Well, listen, I got to go to the bathroom right now, but I hate to take a...
Do you want me to open the door for you?
Well, stop it already. You know, you've been working here for a long time. And
I love it. I'm very grateful for the job.
Some of my friends say that you want to maybe have a podcast of your own or something.
Oh, I mean, someday. Who knows? I can't wish for great big things like that. But yeah, I guess so. I mean, if I was dreaming and reaching for the stars, maybe, sure.
Who the fuck are you? Not the character, the real person. If I was a director, I would hire you. You know, it's okay to
me?
Compliment.
Really?
Oh, shut up.
All I ever wanted was, to clean podcast studios. I never thought. My
this
own
This kid's
show.
Got talent, Todd.
What? Me?
Well, I'll tell you what. I have to go to the bathroom right now, and I'm going to let you run my podcast. Can you handle that?
Me? Sharon?
That's right.
I can do it.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to be a podcast host.
I'll be right back. You sure you're qualified?
Yeah, it's going to be great.
I'll be right back.
Thanks, Mr. Glass. So, welcome to my podcast. Everyone's an asshole. I'm going to talk about all the problems that I have and how everyone's an asshole. And it's never my fault. Okay, so first up, my career's not going where I want it to, except for this big break. Also, the people that I live with in my building, all my neighbors, they're awful nice for a bunch of assholes. Sometimes when I come home, they've let the dogs and cats poop outside, then they put it in bags and then leave it in the driveway. Why would they do that? Because they're assholes.
Oh, guess what? I'm so excited right
The
now.
Other day, I went to... Oh, Mr. Glass, you back?
I'm so excited.
This is, to me, the favorite, when I can enjoy this show the best, that I've not got myself into some vehicle that I don't have fun doing. And here's what I have fun doing. The minute I hear you doing that bit in the hallway, of course, I'm like, now I want to change the bit. I want to play your podcast from different days of the week.
Okay. Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, we're on the show and we find, I go, I found this podcast. And you, of course, you know.
Sure.
So Jake, I was listening to, do you know there's a, first of all, yes, I'm going to do the improv-y thing. What's the name of her show?
Just Everyone's an Asshole.
Everybody, okay. So anyway, you know that we've been listening to, and by the way, Joe, I hate to do this during the show. We need a jingle now for Everybody's an Asshole. And she, I don't know what it is, but I can't, I get enough of the show. Even, I don't know if it's good or it's bad, but I fuck, play, she does a podcast every day. How long are her podcasts, Joy? Do you, you've heard them. How long are they? Everybody's an asshole.
She usually does, I mean, sometimes she does some short podcasts, but usually they're about 5 to 6 minutes long.
Well, why don't you say a minute, make her improv the job easier.
I mean, you know, on the holidays, though, like it is today.
She,
I mean,
does,
she does
these
like
30,
these
45 seconds.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a popular podcast. It's the most popular 45-second podcast.
Play the one for Monday. The thing she picks to complain about.
It's amazing.
It's like, it's, I didn't know that even registered with any, whatever. But anyway, listen. Play
it's the like
one.
The serial version of complaining in podcasts.
Play her one from Thursday. Yeah. She's mid-sentence.
And I ordered a cappuccino, you know, because it was that time of the day where I felt like I needed a treat. And I said, a soy cappuccino, please. And the woman said, well, we don't have soy milk. We got almond milk. Would that be okay? And I said, oh, well, I guess if you're saying that it would be the same sort of thing. And she said, oh, I am. And so she turned away and she made me a cappuccino. And I drank it. And it tasted like dog piss. It tasted like a garbage dog piss in my mouth because she's an asshole. Because she's a fucking piece of shit asshole. But I...
Okay, now listen to this one. This one's a little shorter. It's 30 seconds, but this is her from Monday. She does like these every... She'll do like 3 or 4 a day, but the thing she's... It's her voice doesn't... Well, anyway, play the one from that one right there, whatever. What is that sound? I thought like it was like insinuating like the opening of a file or something. I asked Jake, what's that sound? He goes, it's just a thing. I just had it. Play the one from that one right there. I don't know what she's complaining about now.
If you're making decorative soaps, it's because you're a fucking asshole. Nobody needs them. Nobody wants them. Nobody likes them. Don't put them in your bathroom. Okay, bye. This is me, Sharon.
Can't get enough of them. Just play everyone on that board. There's one that's, play that one that's 10 seconds. She has a 10 second podcast. It was a 10 second podcast. There you go.
And fuck you, Rudy Giuliani.
So she drops that as a podcast just one day. Fuck you, Rudy Giuliani. And then she turns off the mics. She has her producer. I like to create these characters. I picture this woman very wealthy, and she just has people.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's very wealthy. She wants a podcast.
Did she still start as your cleaning lady, and now she's just built an empire on
exactly.
these?
Exactly. I like
wow.
that.
Wow.
Yeah,
this is like TV's empire.
Yeah, and she's like a big deal now. And people are addicted to it. They can't get enough of it. Even celebrities.
Harry was a white dog with black spots who liked everything.
Oh, can you pause this? Can you give me 3 minutes to play something that, and then we're gonna do this, and then we'll do the song. Yeah. I want to do something with that song.
Sure.
Okay, so I think this is. So I've only read one book my entire life.
Oh. Todd's a good reader.
Wow. Finished it?
The whole book. Page turner. Mm.
First of all, the book I read, it doesn't even make sense. Although I love the bit always. I felt like a lot of you guys let Jake down. He really, you know, needs you to really. Well, no, not you. You were doing it. You were doing a great job. Troy,
I let Jake down?
Well, you know what he needed to do that bit. Let's do it again, and we're all going to do it. Okay. You're going to be like, you're going to go, I know what Todd meant. Say it again.
Okay.
So anyway, so I've only read one book my entire life.
Oh! Excuse me! Wow!
Look at you!
I'm a professional reader. Oh, I don't need books.
Wow.
I'm
Okay, now, now, do I need to talk, or do we all know what we did not right the first time? You let Troy down the second time you didn't. But anyway, that's not the point. The point is that I've only read, I know what I'm saying, I've read one book, and that book was called Harry the Dirty Dog.
Okay.
And it's the only book I ever read, and I told the story 2 weeks ago on the show. And when I was little, I'm going to fill you in. I used to tell my dad, I want you to read that book about the dog that falls asleep in the ashtray at the end of the book. My dad finally finds the book. I don't know why. He looked, because he opened up every book. And at the end, the dog is sleeping in a pillow, but it looks like an ashtray because the dog's pushing it down, which, you know, makes the pillow go. And they used to have ashtrays like that. So it's the only book that I ever – it's the only book I ever read. That was it. That's the only book I ever read. And – and last week on the show, I brought the book here. I found the book. It was like crazy. And I was like, that's the book. And then I thought it was by the cover. I turned to the end of the book, and there's the dog sleeping in the ashtray. Right? So I brought the book on the show last week, and I was going to read it. I'm being too George Carlin, I'm being honest. And then I started looking, and I'm like, man, there's like – I thought it was just one sentence a page. It was like a lot more. So I'm like, I don't know if I can read this book because now I don't read at all. So I get lost very easy. I get tied up with words. I flip them. It's like, fuck – but then online, I heard Betty White. I think someone tweeted this at me. When people tweet things at me, I should figure out. If someone emails me something, I always send them an email back, thank you. But if it's something used on the show, especially. Tweeting, sometimes I think I forget. So I think someone tweeted this at me and said, so Betty White is reading the book. So I think I'm going to let it breathe. And then I'm going to take a break. I'm going to get some fresh air. And then we're going to come back, and you're going to come back to that same beat. It's all going to happen properly, LMNOP. So,
Todd, can I just interrupt for 1 second?
Oh, sure.
Because I feel like we glossed over a pretty important thing that you said. You said the only book you've ever read, and I just want to ask Eliza something. Eliza, does Todd seem like the kind of person who's read only one book?
He seems like the kind of person who's read the perfect number of books.
Well, I think you guys, I mean, I'm not looking for accolade or anything.
No, no, no. I just want to ask. I want to get her honest opinion.
Honestly,
how many books would you say he would have read?
Okay, if I had guessed, if you had asked me and I'd had to guess and I didn't know, I would have said a million. Okay.
Oh. A million books.
So I come across like
but I'm
professor.
Wrong. I'm a dummy. Well, right. I mean, well, not Jake, in a bad way, but like in the smartest person in the room sort of way.
Yeah. I mean.
I've only read this one book. I've only read this one book. But you guys
that's
are nice.
Amazing. That's surprising.
That's amazing.
You
really,
know, why
really
can't
will.
You have someone like this around you all the time? Would it be
know.
So bad to get positive feedback
sounds like
this?
Sounds like a great idea.
Oh, yeah. What are you doing, Troy? I see you.
I was just...
what do you want him to do? Tell me. I love anything you okay. do is okay. As long right. as if I catch you, you can tell me
okay.
what you asked.
Okay, I'll be honest.
Welcome to the Troy Conrad rated number one mini podcast by the Mini Podcasters Association of America.
Welcome to the Troy Conrad Mini Podcast, brought to you by Fofop with Will Anderson and Dave Anthony, as well as the David Feldman Podcast. My guest is Eliza Skinner. Eliza, what is your middle name?
Chrysanthemum.
It's David Feldman. I'm Jewish.
Thank you very much.
This has been the Troy Conrad Mini Podcast. You have now fulfilled your daily requirement for podcasts.
Don't say
you turn off the main podcast.
It's a slight mix-up of cues, but I loved it.
Yeah, I got a confused sound, too. I was telling him to play one thing. What did you want? You wanted to play the outro.
Wait, can we do it again where I just ask her her middle name and then we go right to the... Let's just
We
place.
Can do it again only if one condition. When we feed into it, I want to act more flabbergasted that it's happening. Like, I really... If I'm going to play this role over and over again, I want to really be... Okay, so here we go.
All right.
Well, anyway, the thing that I wanted to talk about, and I'm going to... What?
Conrad.
What are you doing? Welcome to the Troy Conrad. This is my show. In the middle of my show, this guy... What? This doesn't even make any sense.
Welcome to the Troy Conrad Mini Podcast. This podcast is sponsored by the Todd Glass Show. And my guest
is... I like they mention us.
Eliza Skinner. Eliza, what is your middle name?
Melissabeth.
This has been the Troy Conrad Mini Podcast.
No shows.
Your daily requirement for
well, don't
podcasts.
Tell. This is the part I hate.
You turn off the main podcast.
No, he's insinuating this is the main podcast, which I give him credit for at least admitting that this
right.
is the main. But oh, you've. What if somebody misunderstands it and they think, oh, I know, I can't listen to podcasts. Don't tell people to turn it off.
Well, but you know what? People have to have that choice.
I think they'll just know that they have a choice. Anyway, listen. You know, me and Jake are always looking for stuff on the internet of like. Just weird shit. And Jake played this thing for me today. It's obviously it's obviously from it's a record. It's a recording of a record, and it's a woman like doing teaching kids etiquette on how to smoke.
Hmm.
It's weird, but you know it's well. I'm just thinking. Is that it? That is it.
Ladies, remember, he doesn't want to see you being garish and ugly with a cigarette. He wants to see you lightly touch your lips to the filter and then exhale like a breeze. Never leave a lipstick mark. Lipstick is for no dicks. And
oh, Jesus.
Blue there at the end.
You were great. Everything you do is great. It's so, boys. There's one that we found. It's the same woman.
Oh, and, she did a bunch of albums?
She does these drop. They're just, I don't know if it's chopped up from one album, like one mm-hmm. maybe etiquette album. But this is, I don't even know. Just play them. We'll figure out what they are. You figure out what they are very quickly. And you know, like, God, this is from 1960. Play anything.
Never pump your own gas. The only person who would pump their own gas is a harlot or a street person. Make sure you pull up, let the tone ding, and let him do his thing.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I didn't even think they had, like, self-serve back then. That's surprising. Hmm.
There's one. She's still doing it.
Really?
She
must be old.
She is a little older. There's one on the etiquette when you go to a yogurt shop if you should not. You know, when people go, let me have a sample. Mm-hmm. Like, is there. It's got. This is a newer one. So she must be still doing it. But she sounds a little bit older. Mm-hmm. But she's still.
Come on, it's just yogurt. Pick a flavor. Eat the flavor. You know what chocolate tastes like. Never look a man in the eyes.
Bum, 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 bum. Play it again, that bum. Bum, 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 bum. Here we go. Thank you. Bum, 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 bum. What was that? That's Elvis Presley. We just isolated it. Play it again.
One, two, three, four.
Play it again.
One, two, three, four.
Elvis did that. Not right now. Look at me. And no bullshit. Like one night he was on stage. I'm not going to exaggerate it. He must have gone like this.
One, two, three, four.
And I liked it. But listen, here's what we're here to do. I don't care. You can do whatever you want.
What are some of the items, Todd, that you need to get to just as far as business? I mean, it's important to take care of business on a podcast, and I think you don't want to overlook that.
Well, I always like to give the audience things to, like, motivate them. So I was thinking, like, if someone's having a day where, you know, they're put their headsets on and they're, you know, they're
at the gym,
maybe,
or
at the gym,
yeah.
And, like, you know,
on the
what's
treadmill.
Something, what's a little song we could sing to them to sort of, you know, say you're good, you're special, you're
when
fine.
When the monkey's in the tree, where's he going? When the monkey's in the tree, he's going home. When the cats and bears are all on the train. Cats and bears are all together. No, the cats are not alone. When the monkey's in the tree, where's he going? When the monkey's in the tree, where's he going? When the monkey's in the tree, he's at home. When the cats and bears are in the train, all the cats and bears are never alone. So everyone has some place to go. What about you? Hey! Everyone has some place to go. What about you? Everyone has some place to go. Everyone has some place to go.
Now listen. I want you to go Bring the music down a little bit. Bring the music down. A little bit. Boom, 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 boom. Play that for 30 minutes and don't stop. No, we have a bit we're going to do.
30 minutes might be too long.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Talk just to me as
I'm
a person.
Good. Okay,
both
good.
Of
let's
you.
Just be real.
I'm good
let's be real for a minute,
Cut
Tom.
The, stop being... Okay. Oh, I do...
All real.
Just me
all
and
real.
You.
Okay.
Seriously, I want to prove to these people that, oh, they're like, oh, Todd Glass, I guess now he just does like straight interviews and stuff.
Yeah.
So just, I'll do, like, we'll have an interview like that. Hey, Eliza, how have you been?
I am good.
No, let's be serious about here. This is not, how have you been, Eliza?
I am very good. How are you?
Fine. What are you working on?
Work. How about you?
I'm doing the podcast.
Oh, how's it going?
I do my podcast.
This podcast?
Yeah, I do this one all the time now. I do it once a week.
How is
sometimes
it,
10
it,
people oh, come from a show.
How many
by
are
By the
here?
Way, that's just a bit. It's more than that. Don't get fucking any ideas. Well, people are jealous. Did you hear about me and Harry Styles? We're like best friends?
No.
Harry Styles? I don't want to talk about it.
What?
Can you tell about? Tell us about that.
Wait, is that why you're beautiful?
no, we're friends and shit. He's cool. He's funny. But anyway, I don't want to talk about it.
No,
you know,
Todd,
people
don't
criticize
skip over that.
You
can't skip over that. You know we hung out that stage after Louis C.K. And that picture we took got a million retweets. And when we talk on the phone, I don't ever hang up. And you know, all right, listen, I hope people can hear that because that here's the deal. I'm gonna continue my show. So I did I just want to see how this will unfold. So yeah. I did meet him after opening up for Louis C.K. He was cool. He did a funny picture where I talked.
He
about,
opened for Louis C.K.
Todd, you glossed over that.
I had no idea
Louis
he was
C.K.
in funny.
He brings you on the road with you.
Who?
Louis C.K. brings you on the road.
Well, you know, I have that joke.
You and Harry Styles both open for Louis C.K.?
No. Liza, you're not listening.
I'm sorry.
I opened up for... I was opening up for Louis.
Oh.
No, you're not
so
listening.
So it wasn't...
You said... No, I can tell you already. I know your type. You're saying, oh, you're not even listening to what I'm saying.
No, I was listening. You said you opened up for Louis C.K. I'm assuming it was Harry's night off or something? This is...
Okay, Harry, listen up. Let's start a clean slate.
Okay, clean slate.
Okay, just whatever. There's nothing on
nothing.
The slate. Okay. There's... Oh, I'm opening up for Louis C.K. I'm Todd Glass. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then after the show,
mm-hmm.
I met Harry Styles. He came up after the show when I was opening up for Louis C.K. So do you understand so far?
Yes. I don't understand how where in the show he was performing then. This
he
is confusing,
wasn't,
though.
He wasn't. Harry Styles
So was, he was just checking it out for next time.
Are you serious?
What?
This story isn't worth it. This story is not worth it. I had a quick thing because he directed
No, I want to hear. Oh.
Yeah,
okay. Harry Styles on a night off. Wasn't
right.
performing.
So night he wasn't doing the show.
No, he doesn't do the show. He doesn't
Oh, he stopped doing it? I can't believe I missed that.
I don't think you're explaining this very well, Todd.
Okay, you had a misconception that Harry Styles ever opened up for Louis C.K.
I never heard that until tonight.
No, okay, we may pretend you never heard it.
Okay.
It never happened.
Okay,
yeah,
well then start the story.
I mean, I guess that helps
Troy,
so I don't feel bad that I missed it.
Can I just
I wish I'd never heard it.
Can I just nod? It's not that big of a deal. Let me just move past it.
No,
it doesn't matter.
I think it's cool. You guys doing the same thing.
No,
it's like
Harry Styles is a performer. Do you know he's with?
Yeah, he's in New Direction.
One Direction.
One Direction.
Okay, it's One
These
Direction.
These directions.
And he was not performing. He has never opened up for Louis C.K. ever.
Okay.
Oh God, he must be so disappointed.
No, he doesn't do that. He's not disappointed because he doesn't want to do it. He's just
it
there.
It sounds like he was supposed to do it, but then you did it instead.
And okay.
You took
yes.
His get
yes.
Job.
That's what
he
happened.
Took his job.
Yeah.
Okay. That's true. That's what I would do with somebody like this probably at one point. And then after the show, exactly. Okay, you're right. So he's steaming mad that he's not opening up for Louis. He's mad at
very
me.
Angry. That must have been awkward. Ooh, gotta hate those situations.
So after the show, he comes up and I do a picture. So then anyway, then I follow him. Now here's the part where it comes true again, and I want to see what's going to happen. So then
followed him like to his car or
no. Just let me. You're getting one step. I followed him on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
And then he followed me back. So me and Jake, this is to George Carlin, actually. No, not that it's not laughable. We direct message him tonight and asked him if he'd come on the show and be a guest and do a song.
Oh, God, I promised I wouldn't cry. I promised I wouldn't cry.
Can I tell you?
Okay.
All I want. Here's what I'm going to do. Everybody at this table. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is. I'm going to just utilize you to the fucking max. We're going to take a break. Everybody is going to, when we come back, if it wants to, tell you. Okay, here's the running theme. That you're a type of person and you're leaving a message on someone's machine because... No, not yet. But you know what I mean? I could be like, you're the insecure person. Everybody... All right, Jake, I'm not... All right, Jake, come on. Stop. Not tonight. Here's a problem. We're not doing a phone bit, but I liked it. Oh, yeah, you're trying. No, I was just referencing the phone. So when we come back, whoever wants to... I want to have you, like, I'm going to say, oh, you're leaving a message for somebody, but you're hysterical.
Okay.
And you take the direction.
All right.
If anybody wants to. I know Troy's going to want to.
Yeah. I'd like to do it, but I want to do it from a faulty payphone. So if you have sound effects for that, Jake, that'd be great.
It's a lot of...
I'm just kidding. Everything he just did sounded like that. Okay. No, that's great.
Is everybody okay?
Yes.
This is a point during the show where I get nervous because I don't. Sometimes I should let myself lose control, but No, I'm not looking for that.
God, you are doing amazing.
And if this is you nervous, oh my God.
I don't want to see you confident.
Yeah.
You think it's too much? Oh, so we're going to play, and then we're going to take a break and come back. And then then we'll give you the direction for, you know, just, I already know what I'm going to make you do, and I'm so looking forward to it.
Okay.
Let's do a happy birthday to somebody as well.
We did already.
Oh, okay.
I feel like that would be a big mistake.
Someone said 250. So we were going to read Betty White. And by the way, to George Carlin, this is the only book. When I hear her doing this song, mm-hmm. I can remember my dad and mom reading me this word for word. Now it's Betty White. And I don't know why she's reading. I guess part of some reading to children series or something. To be honest, I made that up. But I'm probably pretty close. So we'll play it. And then I remember when my dad started skipping pages, and I'd be like, no, they're good. You know what? And what it's about. This dog didn't like his bath.
Who does?
Thank you. So he's not that different than anybody else. I think Betty White explains it. So we're going to let this breathe. It's going to take forever. But there's two reasons you should enjoy this. One, remember little Todd Glass with my same size head listening to my parents read this to me. Two... maybe that's the only reason. It's not that difficult of a read. But that last week I was apprehensive by when I was flipping through the pages, noticing like, oh, that's a lot more dialogue than I thought. So at one point you're going to go, this was more. Yeah, for me, I'm not the best reader. And picture me as a little kid laying in my bed. My parents are reading it to me, and I'm like, forgot the part where the dog goes down the street. I knew every goddamn part of the book.
Okay,
Betty, take it away.
Harry was a white dog with black spots who liked everything except getting a bath. So one day when he heard the water running in the tub, he took the scrubbing brush and buried it in the backyard. Then he ran away from home. He played where they were fixing the street, and he got very dirty.
He was like jumping all over the place.
He played at the railroad.
He was jumping. He was so happy. And he got dirtier.
He played tag with other dogs and became dirtier still. He slid down a coal chute and got the dirtiest of all.
Completely black, almost.
He changed from a white dog with black spots to a black dog with white spots.
It's true, I would say to my dad.
Although there were many other things to do, Harry began to wonder if his family thought that he had really run away.
I would get so sad
here. He felt tired hungry, too.
And he wants to come back home.
Without stopping on the way, he ran back home. When Harry got to his house, he crawled through the fence and sat looking at the back door. One of the family looked out and said, "There's a strange dog in the backyard. By the way, has anyone seen Harry?"
I was like, "That is Harry," I would say.
When Harry heard this, he tried very hard to show them he was Harry. He started to do all his old clever tricks. He flip-flopped and he flop-flipped. He rolled over and played dead. He danced and he sang. He did these tricks over and over again. But everyone shook their heads and said, "Oh, no, it couldn't be Harry."
Pause it for one second,
You still remember
please.
Every bit of this.
It was so, not upsetting, but like every time I would love, like, no, like I don't know why every time I would act like I was the only smart one. Every time I'd be like, "No, Harry's..." I would keep reliving it every time.
Kids love that, though. No,
that's Harry. You know, I was so excited every time. Well, that's where it capped my understanding of movies and things.
I remember seeing a puppet show when I was a kid that, like, the bad guy was behind. There was a lady hosting it, and she's like, "Where is he?" And all the kids could see it behind him. And we're all like, "He's behind you!" And he'd look one direction, and then she couldn't see it. And she'd be like, "Well, he's not over there. Where is he?" And he'd be like, "He's over there!" I think that probably lasted just 20 minutes of her being like, "Where is he?" And us screaming. Like, kids love that.
You're right. That they figure that out. Now, do you think they do that and they go, "You don't even, it's easy to do fucking kids' plays. You just have them scream." Or do you think it does come from a place of love? Like, I'd love to hear a conversation of, but let's play the rest of the Dirty Dog. Harry the Dirty Dog, no disrespect.
What?
Harry gave up and walked slowly toward the gate.
Wow.
Suddenly he stopped. He ran to a corner of the garden and started to dig furiously. Soon he jumped away from the hole, barking short, happy barks. He found the scrubbing brush. And carrying it in his mouth, he ran into the house. Up the stairs he dashed, with his family following close behind. He jumped into the bathtub and sat up begging with the scrubbing brush in his mouth.
Aww.
A trick he'd certainly never done before.
He hated the bath.
"This little doggy wants a bath," cried the little girl. And her father said, "Why don't you and your brother give him one?" Harry's bath was the soapiest one he'd ever had. It worked like magic. As soon as the children started to scrub, they began shouting, "Mommy, Daddy, look! Look, come quick! It's Harry! It's Harry!" they cried.
Aren't you excited?
Harry wagged his tail and was very, very happy. His family combed and brushed him lovingly, and he became once again a white dog with black spots. It was wonderful to be home. After dinner, Harry fell asleep in his favorite place.
An ashtray.
Happily dreaming of how much fun it had been getting dirty. He slept so soundly, he didn't even feel the scrubbing brush. He'd hidden under his pillow. Did you like that? Well, you're going to like this even better. This is my friend Ringo. I just met him, but he's a shelter puppy.
This is something else she's doing. She has her own agenda. There you go. Thank you.
It's a very jazzy story.
So anyway, that was the story, and that was Betty White reading it. Now everybody on the show knows you finally heard the only book when I say read it, I didn't really read it. The only book I ever listened to be read, so it's even less than reading it.
You're an auditory learner, is what you're saying.
I'm a what?
Auditory learner. You learn by audio.
In auditoriums.
You don't need to visually see the words on the page. You hear the book and you got it. Is that right?
I don't think it is.
Okay.
What are you saying exactly?
I'm saying that you're an audiobook person, not a text person.
Yes, yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
I don't understand what he's saying.
I think it's time for another.
Welcome to a Troy Conrad mini podcast, rated #1 mini podcast by the Mini Podcasters Association of America.
Welcome to the Troy Conrad mini podcast. I'd like to say we are sponsored by the Norm Macdonald Live podcast as well
That's
as
weird.
Fitzdog Radio, in addition to Death Squad with Tony Hinchcliffe, as well as The Art of Wrestling with Colt Cabana,
who I met in Chicago.
This has been the Troy Conrad mini podcast. You have now fulfilled your daily requirement for podcasts, and you can turn off the main podcast you have been listening to.
It's really just an effort to get people to not listen to the show. That's the bit, is what that is.
What's your vice, baby?
Yeah.
Huh?
What's your vice, baby?
Men.
Is that your problem, men?
I
like when people come on my podcast and they tell me the truth. They grit the soul. So you, that's your.
I would say to a degree. I'm myself. Wow, me. I'm my biggest enemy.
Pause. For the listeners at home, Todd just lit a cigarette as he asked Eliza this question, and he's playing like a character from the 50s as she yes-anded. And continue.
Yeah, you know, it's men, fellas.
You know what? I'll change it a little bit. You know why I brought you in here, right?
I don't know. I know you saw something, and you saw it in me.
I brought you in here because I want to know why you're covering for Harry Cicciolini.
What are you talking about, covering?
You know exactly what I'm talking about. He's never been anything but a disrespecting pile of nothing, and you kisses you know what just to keep what and do what and what type of lifestyle you have to live. You're better than that.
You don't know Harry like I do.
Was he last night at midnight?
In my bed, okay? He was at home with me, in my bed.
He's got another two-dime you-know-what in every city.
You think
Why
I don't
are you holding
know that?
On to respecting him for? He's never done anything from you. You deserve better.
Oh, God, I love him. I wish I didn't. I wish I could push him away, but I can't.
You said you wanted to open up a little store. What type of store did you want to open up?
Cheese and bread and wine.
How about if I support you with it tonight? I'm
Let's bring that back. I like that.
Let's do the song.
You like the goofy song?
I like
it. Oh, the one where you sing, Todd, where you do the song. I'm going to the store.
And you could do it. We can all have a turn. So it's like, I like to make. Hold on. Let's put some reverb.
Do we have a theme for this, though, Todd? I think we should have a direction to go.
Well, I think.
All right. We'll just go with
it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You were here when I did this.
You were just making it up as you went.
Bring up a little more the guitar. I like to make up all types of songs, but I can't sing. But what I do is I stop the band, and then they start. And people think I can sing because I start the band. All I have to do to make pretend that I can sing is I say stop. And then I start again, and people, they think it is singing, but it's not necessarily singing. It's just because they're tricked. And then this. So if anybody would like the opportunity to start and stop a band.
Okay. You want me to go next?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I like to sing a song which really isn't about anything, because as I watch Todd, I notice that he's just thinking out loud, and then sometimes he says to stop the band like this. And then I like to continue and talk
you are
about
singing.
The things that have happened on the show. It's been really fun. It's been lots of bits between Todd and Eliza with lots of fun people sitting in. And then LMNOP is playing, and then I like to say, please stop. But then I like to continue because
you
I
are
wanna
singing.
Mention another thing. It's really fun to watch you guys play. And then Todd talked about having read only one book, and no one believed it because Todd is really smart. And then Jake played some bits on the computer, and then Todd looked at his notes and he wished someone happy birthday, even though we fake discouraged it. And then time to stop the band. And then I stop back up and pass it to Eliza because she has a way of going right in.
I like to sing a song about a song and about the things that I do in a day. And I like to sing where I say all the words as many as I can do, and I don't have to even take a breath because I'm just saying more words and more words and more words and more words, and then I breathe.
sing some more about a song, because a song is all the things we like to sing. I can sing and you can sing and we can sing and they can sing and everybody likes to even sing. And everybody likes to, everybody does it. You can do it from at home. You can sing all the songs that you want to sing, even if you are alone. Don't be alone. What's the matter with you? Why don't people love you? You should find some people to share with this song with. You shouldn't ever be alone.
Oh, God. Oh my God!
Hey Todd, can I tell you something? I know, I know the band's not supposed to talk.
Oh, of course you can say anything you want.
Just gotta tell you.
Use them again.
I have no, we have no idea what you guys are saying once we start playing.
I noticed this.
And you're all laughing over there, and I'm sure you're like giving us cues, but not until you start doing that. I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Visual cues. I have no idea what you guys
These guys are amazing. They're going off visual cues.
So, insane. But also, as far as you know.
Go home and listen to it and find out what was so funny.
No.
It was all about you. It was just saying mean, cruel things about you.
No. This is amazing. I was watching you guys. I'm like, how are they figuring out when we're stopping? Because I know you guys don't have headphones. That was amazing. And I was trying to. That's why I did this and then stopped, because I went. They don't have any cues for this.
Wait, I just realized they hear the music in the room. Well, you're playing the music. But
they don't know what we're saying.
Even if you don't hear the microphones through your through the
house.
They
have no headphones.
Can they go through the house?
They're reading lips.
So let me hear what happens if we do put it through the house when we do it. Oh, so we can put us. We should do that.
It's a little
that way they can hear us always too.
Yeah.
But Aristotle, I want you to know one thing. I think you're doing a great job, and I don't want you to think that this is nothing. Aristotle, I'm Aristotle, okay? That's the way I am.
Does he really talk like that?
I'm Aristotle. Okay, listen, I like to hear in the room, too. Pause that out. Okay, I like to hear it in the room.
Rodney Aristotle. Right?
Yes. Sing happy birthday to Aristotle. No, you're not like my puppet. I should show some respect. Jesus, I'm sorry. I was about to be so disrespectful. Sing day! Like Marilyn Monroe, but it's Aristotle's
like a weird babysitting gig.
Yeah. So I apologize for that. I'm mature enough to know when I
No, it's fine. I like it.
No, but it's rude.
I like it.
I like it.
Okay, it's weird when you do it like that.
Well, that's the way I'm going to do it. That's the new way I want to do it. I want to suggest bits like a guy that has lip chopped off in a war. I knew what that meant, but I'm not going to go back and explain it. I'm too good for that.
It actually happens in a lot of wars.
God, you're making a lot of sense, I think.
Yeah.
Listen, here's what I'd like to do.
What's going on?
Well, nothing's going on.
I feel like
I like to have a little. Look, let's everyone have a little break here.
Yeah, let's do that.
I got Sweet Caroline on the trumpet.
Oh,
do we
my
have that?
God, I would love that.
And let's see if the guys can, like, play. So all this is this just on the trumpet? Oh,
no,
it's not.
It's more than a trumpet.
Well, let's see. Let's play it through the house, and then we're going to hear this. We're going to listen to it. Then we're going to take a quick break. We're going to size everything up, make some decisions, which way to go. We go this way. We go that way. This is what I do on the Todd Glass Show, folks. Right now, we're going to play this song. We are going to turn the mics off. We're going to take a break. I'm not lying. We're going to rethink the show. Hey, is everything all right? Maybe I do more of this. Maybe I should tell more stories. I don't know, but I'm going to take a meeting. I'm going to trust everybody. And
listeners want more stories.
I feel like they would just want more Todd Glass.
So here it is. So I don't know why I thought this. I thought it would be fun today when I heard the song. I thought it was just trumpet. But let's see if the band can play along with this pre-recorded Sweet Caroline trumpet music, and let's see what we can get going. Okay, here we go. Was it a spring? Do you know this one?
Me neither.
Was it the spring?
spring or summer.
For everybody in the 90s who saw Todd do this closing bit.
Yes.
In the improv.
Touching hands.
Everyone raising their candles.
Sing it like a woman that should not be doing karaoke.
Oh, wow, you went with that.
We'll be back. We'll be back. We'll be back. You God back. Damn it. I have to take a station identification. This is a real show. We were singing Sweet Caroline, and then we took a break, and we came back. And if there was ever music to play in the background, hold on 1 second. If there was ever music to play in the background for the experience you want to hear when you're eating Fun Dip, what would that music be if you guys had to play a happy, happy Fun Dip eating?
Sure. By the way, I think listeners know what Fun Dip is, right? It's where you have a little stick thing and you dip it in the powder?
Of course they do.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
So I have the powder part.
You just only the powder, not the stick.
I want to make sure they have the right music. I'm eating Fun Dip. Fun Dip is so fun. You know
that's
what?
That's the right music.
That's the right music.
That is the right music.
Okay, so let me hear that music, and I'm going to take all the powder and pour it into my mouth.
Oh, wow.
Not the stick part.
The Fun Dip challenge?
Wait. Oh, my God, really?
You're going to do the Fun Dip
Todd's
challenge?
Todd's now pouring the powder into his mouth.
All of the powder.
Oh, my God. Like about a 1 ounce of pure sugar.
So good. It's
and you
so
can tell
good.
It's like food for the Todd Glass brain. You can tell.
Oh, my God.
That's like
it is so fucking good. You have no idea.
It's amazing. Todd, that's your food pyramid.
Amazing music up. Wait a... Oh, my God. Can I tell you, that was crazy enjoyable.
What if you secretly got hooked on that?
Oh, my God.
I think I could.
There's
I could totally.
About it.
I'd do it again right now.
Hooked on Fun Dipic.
Hearing the music, does anyone else want to try it?
Wait.
I'm not kidding. I want you to talk the way it feels on the air.
You're saying take an entire packet of Fun Dip and dump
it in
your mouth.
I'll tell you what it is. It feels good anyway, but with a happy song playing live in the room, there's something about live music, even if it's in a silly little song. So you have live music playing a silly song, and then every taste bud in your mouth is being treated to just pure wonderfulness.
Or we could just have you do it over and over with different mood music behind it to see if it matches everything.
I want one other person to do it just so I know I have someone else that relates with me. Will you do it?
You brought it, Troy.
Right. I'll do it.
I think Troy's the type of person that would go, holy shit, I thought Todd might be right, but now I know how right he is.
All right, I'm going to do it. And by the way,
Can I have the other piece of that wrapper?
Yes. I am about to not – I'm hesitant about doing this. And I'm not a big fan of sugar, and I'm about to have more sugar than I've had in probably a few months. But I'm going to dump this.
I don't want you to do it if it's going to make you sick.
I'm excited about it. Todd, you got me excited about it when you said music is going to be playing. And I'm all right. Are we ready? Oh, I am nervous about this.
Let the music.
All right.
Now, hold on. I want to be able to be.
All right. Todd,
I want the music to play for 20 seconds with no.
Yes.
The only thing, if Eliza wants to hum with some reverb in her voice, I wouldn't mind.
All right.
Yum.
Like it's yummy.
And then you're going to yummy, yummy, all yummy, right. She says.
Yummy, yummy, yummy,
okay, ready?
Hey, listen.
We're going to do it.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Give me a
thrill. But when you do it, I want you to be verb. She'll stop saying yummy, yummy once you do it, and then you'll come in and explain what it feels like while it's happening.
While it's happening. Music's still going to play.
You're pouring a lot of powder, cherry powder, into your mouth.
Okay, good.
The audience will know. Here we go.
And three,
yummy, 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 yummy.
Oh,
yummy,
my God.
Yummy.
Okay, right now, at first, it felt like a bunch of powder. And
now,
then it melted in my mouth like it was a gel.
and it just swirled around the tongue with color. It felt like colors were inside my mouth, swirling around like that thing on your computer.
Yeah.
Except if that tasted good. And it just drained down my throat and felt like the sweetest, tastiest thing I've ever had in my life. That's fun dip.
Yummy.
Wow. The perfect button for that.
You guys were great.
That was good, I have to say. And I was hesitant to do it, but you know what?
There's a point, and it only lasts about 5 seconds, where you're right. When it turns from powder, you're like, oh, there's powder in my mouth. You go, no, there's not. There's delicious cherry juice.
The first 1 second was terrible, and then the next 10 were amazing.
What listeners don't know is that both Todd and Troy turned into gremlins during all of this.
Oh, no, yeah.
They sound exactly the same, but they are much smaller, and they're pointy in a weird way. But that's what a whole packet of Fun Dip does.
Listen, sometimes people... Hey, by the way, I want to say something about the... I'll talk about it. The Riot Festival in L.A.
Oh, what a great time. Abby Launder put that together, and God damn it, that was a great festival.
Let me tell you something. I might get more annoyed when it's wrong, but I say this about other things too, but no one talks about it more than me when it's done right. Let me tell you something. I was just in the bar that had comedy. It proves... Maybe it's cocky of me to say this, because when I see it done the way I think it should be done, I think someone else gets it. Every fucking thing. When you walked into that bar, that should be the standard of what happens at comedy festivals, that you can tell when you walk into that room, oh, this is normally a different type of a venue, but somebody made sure the light bulbs at the bar. The bar was dark.
Everything about the vibe was right because somebody paid attention to that.
Because somebody paid attention, and it's not a little detail. It's not a little detail. It's fucking gigantic, and I give them... a fucking A++. Like, and then here's the other thing. You're in this shabby bar. The only thing that's very perfect is the stage. And they give that to an artist. Obviously, different artists, I think, create the different stages. It was a very, like, 1950s chair on the stage, old-fashioned radio, cool
backdrop.
You're
talking about the five-star bar, yes.
Yeah. It was just this... out of all this chaos in the room, in an old room, then there's this perfect stage. Now the whole room becomes art. All because of that one where the stage is like professional and cool. Obviously an artist had done it. It's very obvious. Oh, an artist put that together. Then the whole room becomes – and then you go upstairs to where you hang out. And by the way, this is the part that to me fucking just drives it home that I am not crazy. It's a shabby, shitty old upstairs at a bar. But they have it dark, some Christmas lights. You know what? You're able to really hang out and have a good time. Because it was just dark. And you know what? Everybody was. We were all... No one else would have mentioned it if it was bright. And when I say bright, like
audience
bright,
was not lit up. The audience was, no, the audience was in the dark.
But even us upstairs, if it was bright up there, would we still had an okay time? Yeah, comedians are going to get together.
Oh, the
but
green room
in the
upstairs,
darkness, you could just tell we were all comfortable where we want to be. Just in the dark room with some chairs. Some guy brought in a bag of M&Ms. But
it's relaxing, right? Because you're in the dark and everyone's up there in the same environment, which is like like almost like a petri dish of comedy getting ready to go on into the big, big slide of the microscope.
But that's the bonus. But also, when the minute you walked in that room, I know what I'm looking for. I thought, okay, someone knew exactly what they were doing. The fact that the bar was so dark. Yes, somebody that knows comedy said, yeah, if we're going to use this bar as a comedy club – we can't be afraid to ask the owners. And I would imagine they don't ask sometimes because they don't want to lose the space. They need that space. They don't want to go in and go, hey, your bartenders can't call out the food orders over the PA because I've seen that happen.
Yeah.
And but here they obviously have a great relationship with the bar. And they say, yeah, we want to do this every year. And they're like, okay, then you need to turn those off. The bar must be working accordingly because that was fucking great. It's so cool to see someone do it so fucking perfect like that. That's who they should.
Welcome to the Troy Conrad Mini Podcast, rated number one mini podcast by the Mini Podcasters Association of America.
Welcome to the Troy Conrad Mini Podcast, the podcast where we talk about things that are important. My guest, Eliza Skinner. Eliza,
Troy,
when you're in a room and you're sitting there reading, do you prefer having curtains on the wall or mini blinds?
On the wall, neither.
This has been the Troy Conrad Mini Podcast. You have now fulfilled your daily requirement for podcasts, and you can turn off the main podcast you have been listening to.
Hey, that's not nice. Turn off the main podcast.
People switch back.
Every time it gets me upset.
I feel like he knows that the main quote-unquote podcast is the Todd Glass
show. People refer to
that. So he could just say, turn off the Todd Glass show.
Oh, that's
exactly.
A good point.
give me a little credit.
Turn off the Todd Glass show for
me. Give me a little credit. What is that powder? Do you want to do the... Do you want to do the Fun Dip Challenge?
Fun Dip Challenge? Jake?
I really don't. No, then don't do it. Don't do it. You don't do it for the...
By the way, a lot of people don't know sugar
season,
is really
so
good for you.
So everyone's trying to slim down.
Yeah.
what is it?
It's pilot season. So we're all trying to slim down a little bit.
Are you having trouble?
Yeah, I'm trying to get to my ethereal weight.
Oh, my God. Tom Brady's here.
Tom Brady's here?
Okay. When he comes in, we got to go let him in, but go, Tom Brady,
gotta have
Tom,
some fun day.
Brady, Tom Brady, Tom. Just okay. And then bang, go, and just do it until he freaks out. Now, listen, for the people that are listening, he said he was going to come here. I don't have my phone
on. Can you
on
tell
me
something about Tom Brady so we can incorporate that
No,
in?
No, there's not a lot to know
okay,
about
okay, good, good, good. We'll just say Tom Brady.
People that know about Tom Brady know. All you got to do is say Tom Brady in Bloomington,
right.
And everyone's
he an
here.
Athlete?
Okay. It does seem like his.
Where's he from?
We'll just do it till we commit. He's from Bloomington.
Bloomington?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Ladies and gentlemen, what do we have here? Ladies and gentlemen, can we put us. Tom Brady!
Brady Tom Brady, 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 Tom Tom Brady, 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 Tom 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 Tom
Brady. Tom Brady, 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 Tom Brady,
Brady Tom, what's in a name? It's just a thing that you say, and it makes you insane. If it's not the word that you know when you think of yourself, you're like, are you talking about me or about some little elf? And no, it's just this guy, his name is Tom, and he is kind of the bomb. I hear I don't know anything, I'm just saying what I can, what I can. Just felt like it needed something.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
What's in the spaghetti?
Tom Brady.
What's in the spaghetti?
It's a Tom Brady spaghetti. Hey.
In rigatoni.
Tom Brady, 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 Tom.
The listeners at home, Tom Brady's not even here.
No,
he did just walk in. He just exciting.
He's a cat.
Can you read the... Can you
He's
read...
a sassy cat.
Can you read the text, our text, before when your plane was taking off? After I reread them, I thought, oh, I hope I didn't send him off into the air. Like, you know, all jokes have limitations, even with friends, but obviously you weren't. Come on over to the... use Aristotle's mic right over here. Oh, you're in the producer? Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
You said...
real close.
Okay. You said, if your plane crashes, can I have your jokes? And I said, only if you sell my merch. And you said, of course. And then you said, by the way, people say you shouldn't joke about someone's plane crashing. I'm not joking. I really hope it crashes.
Well, I thought that made it better. And did you turn it on and get that just like I wanted you to?
Yes, it's so good.
Well, I guess my point is I'm funny. I didn't mean to shove it in your faces. Oh God. Why don't we do what we were talking about?
Yeah, let's
look
do
at
that.
You. You're are you married?
No.
Serious boyfriend who's a fantastic improviser, one of the best in the
world. What's his name?
Colton Dunn.
Mm-hmm.
Colton what?
Colton Dunn.
Colton
big
Dunn.
Big UCB guy. You ever perform with him? You might have done shows with him.
Yeah, the name sounds really familiar.
He's been in New York a while and he's back.
The point is, what a great...
Are you dating him?
What a great name.
I know, right?
Yeah, that's what... Just right away from the beginning, Colton Dunn.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like he's a cowboy.
Yeah, Colton Dunn, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, everybody. Hello. I'm Colton Dunn. You know, for years, that's all I got. I know he's not like that, but... Mm-hmm, sure. Let's do what we did. You want to do about the motivational?
Which, by the way, this is, I think, what you're alluding to is having something for the listeners that make them feel in a positive mood and is just something that they
can,
whether it's something they wake up to or just something they listen to during the day. If they edit this podcast down to just this part and forget that it was even from your podcast, that this is something that they could listen to.
And here's where I think the other podcasts are shitting in their pants.
Okay.
Here's what a show like mine does. We're on our way to a very funny bit.
Yeah.
You know, and we know it's going to be
a classic.
Very then I interrupt it with a bonus joke.
A bonus joke.
Oh, the other joke. The other podcasts are like, yeah, this is the joke. I go, no. You'll get that one. But now I'm jamming a free one. One of what we're going to do right now for this is a bonus joke.
But at the time we do it, we don't know that there's a bonus joke. We're acting like this is the joke.
This is the whole joke.
Yeah. And then you come in with the bonus.
Yes. Yeah. I come in with it.
Yeah.
And here's what it is. Could you read one of these Mr. Rogers quotes by somebody who shouldn't be reading these quotes? Just the trashiest. She chews gum while she reads. She should have not been. This got her the president of the company fired that this book ended up on the shelves with the wrong person. It was a Mr. Rogers book of Mr. Rogers quotes.
Okay.
Accidentally, this girl. And they
all right. Some days, doing the best we can, may still fall short of what we would like to be able to do. But life isn't perfect on any front. And doing what we can with what we have is the most we should expect of ourselves or anyone else. You want me to read more of these?
Yes.
All right. Just any old one? Should I just find any old one?
Pick any one.
All right. All right. Who you are inside is what helps you make and do everything in life. All right, whatever. Whatever we choose to imagine can be as private as we want it to be. Nobody knows what you're thinking or feeling unless you share it. That sounds dirty. There's a nurturing element to all...
No, I'm sorry.
There's a nurturing element to all human beings, whether they themselves have been nurtured. Okay. And it's going to be expressed one way or another.
Oh, Mr. Trolley.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
It's time for the neighborhood make-believe.
See, indirectly, I did prove how important it is to pick the right person doing your voice for your book. You got to put thought into that.
Yeah.
Could we have Alice
By the
Baldwin
way, isn't it weird that it really did, even though it was a bit, of course, I can't help but thinking, it really does make them sound just like not as bright as they are. The same thing. Mm-hmm. It's not different. You only read the words that were on the page. All you did was just...
But I think I did it somewhat dismissively also.
Oh, did you? Well, try to read one not dismissively, okay, but in that voice.
Oh, my God, y'all. This one's good. Okay. Listen. Oh, God, this one is so good. I must be an emotional archaeologist because I keep looking for the roots of things, particularly the roots of behavior and why I feel certain ways about certain things. Guys,
read another one like that.
We're all like scientists. Okay. The child in me is still... Oh, wait, no. The child is in me still. And sometimes, not so still. Sometimes it's wiggly. Because you can't get a child to sit still. I tried. Can't do it.
Oh, my God. So anyway, that was what was that? So people go, that's your whole show, I guess, because that was let me remind you, that was a bonus.
Wasn't part of the show. That was an extra part put in there.
I thought it was
like a chocolate chip.
Yes, as we're doing the bit, and we're ramping up to do the motivational song for our listeners that might need a nice, you know, positive message into their ear one day.
I
looked down at them, and by the way, this is free too. This is when we dissect what happens on the show. This is free. I take a look back
with my
guests.
The course about the analysis of the show within the show.
We talk about it. We talk about how did that all go down.
You should offer college credit.
Can I ask you this, Todd? What would happen if we, and this may not be part of the show that you were planning, but what if we turned a summary of some of these little things into while Element OP played, and we just summarized some of those things to a rhythm?
Well,
do you know what I'm saying?
I don't want that responsibility.
I mean, I don't know if it's
that's
hard,
a lot, isn't it, Jake?
I mean, it is. It's a lot.
But I would love if you did it.
Is that right? Okay, so Element OP is going to play just like the other songs that we did, and then it's maybe something positive.
Hey, Troy, let me tell you something. All I want you to know is the worst thing that could happen, it doesn't turn how you want, and the best thing could be we have fun, and no matter what we do, we have a good time.
Yeah.
But you did drop a piece of paper out of the book, and that can drive me fucking nuts.
That's just
the
receipt, yeah.
I thought you bought me the book.
I did not buy the book. I shoplifted that book.
God, that's... Oh, I see who bought the book.
Yeah.
This is a listener.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
I have their credit card. I have their credit card information.
Oh, good.
I'm going to really stick it to these fucking idiots for leaving their receipt. No.
Todd, they bought you a book.
Well, I got to tell the truth.
He doesn't read books.
Not very good payback.
I told them I don't read. Even quotes get me scared.
Let's just try one and see
if it
works.
Can you put the mics through the house so Element OP can hear? And, of course, their names are Nick and Joel, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm excited. I feel like I'm
all right. I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do, but we're going to go with it. So if they want to start playing, we'll just go with it. Like, dun-dun-dun, dun-dun, 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 that thing. You know that thing we did?
Ba-bum-ba-bum, ba-bum, 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 ba-bum. Hey, can I be the angry guy that's trying to teach the band how to do this? No, guys. Ba-bum, 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 ba-bum.
That's too much. A little lower. Perfect. Here we go. Often out of periods of losing come the greatest strivings towards a new winning streak. Development comes from within, and nature does not hurry, but it advances slowly.
Now, hold on.
I don't know if that makes sense, really.
I want to say, for people that are listening, can you hear even what the words are through the music?
I don't know.
But I
don't
think
know if
it's that could be a fun game to play,
really?
Trying to listen through all the bullshit. What's he saying?
What is he really saying there?
Say it again. Say something else. I want to see if I can listen.
There are times during life where we need the inner resources to keep ourselves busy and be productive all by ourselves so that we have independence and autonomy.
That's the problem.
What?
It's too hard to hear it that way.
Is it really?
Because
okay,
if somebody said,
like
when you might go away with your mother and your sister, please watch her and keep your eye on her. If she goes out by the backyard and goes near the pool, she could hurt herself. You wouldn't want to take
that. Can I try it?
Yeah. Would you do that? Final shot.
Could we do, instead of that music, could we do like a slow jam?
A slow jam.
That's right.
Because my band's
professional.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
One of the greatest paradoxes about omnipotence is that we feel it early in life and lose it so early in life in order to achieve realistic yet exciting sense of potency later on. Oh, the challenges of inner discipline. These are the challenges of inner discipline. There is no normal life that is free of pain. Oh, this is the very wrestling with
that can be the impetus for our growth. Yeah, for our growth. The challenges of inner discipline. Of inner discipline. I hope you're proud of yourself.
Keep walking.
For the times that you've said yes. When all it meant was extra work for you and was seemingly helpful only to someone else. And often, out of periods of losing, come the greatest strivings towards a new winning streak. You know what I mean. These are the challenges of inner discipline. The challenges of inner discipline. The challenges of inner discipline that we all go through. Oh, challenges of... These are the challenges. I call the challenges. You have challenges and... Oh, I do too.
Okay. I'm going to ask you... to keep the music going over there. I want to go to close reading more of those because, can I tell you something? You hit the nail right on the goddamn head. You can listen to those. It's like no lyrics in a song are ever going to be as brilliant as Mr. Rogers. So it's all of a sudden you're getting to hear like if somebody was as brilliant as him, but that they, and we're going to keep this music going. I'm going to go to the bathroom, get some fresh air, and then we'll take it home with this if you're okay. Because
sure.
I would, and just you. I just want to hear as many as you want to do because I'm going to fucking love this.
Okay.
All right, there we go. We'll be right back.
I killed him and I pushed him into a river. And it was me. Okay. We're still
folks, we just came back. You might have heard Eliza talking about the river.
Oh, no.
It got cut out. A lot of that got cut out, so you only heard the tail end of it. But when we don't have time to go back. Oh, let's just come in clean. That way later I won't have a podcast hangover. Here we go. Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba. Wah wah wah. We're back after a break. What other shows? They don't have music or something? Yeah, who cares? Anyway,
they don't go to the great lengths you do, Todd.
So this is
what is this?
Just watching you. By the way, pause it. Watching Eliza while they song played, go like you know, do like the 1950s bebopping thing. I never at one point thought it was visual because I just was enjoying it so much. And then you thought I was being like, hold on, I'm a little lost. Oh yeah, I never realized. Oh, okay, this is all visual. I was like, no. They'll appreciate it at home.
They're enjoying this.
Yeah. Me, you know, now they are. Just picture her. We'll put some of it up online.
Oh, good.
Well, everybody, we're back. And you know, we had a break, and everything's good. Now we're going in for the close. Did you want me do you want me to sing?
You know what, Todd? Part of me wants to say...
I know. Jake hates this bit with a passion. He does. He hates it because he goes, no, I really don't want you to sing, not even in a bit. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
I feel like that would be robbing people.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if there's an opportunity for people to hear Todd Glass sing, maybe I'm crazy.
I feel like, in all fairness to Jake, my voice isn't the best.
What?
Yeah.
Are you talking about your singing voice or your speaking voice? Because I think they're both gold.
I mean, I'll do.
Are you serious?
I've been on this show for like a couple episodes, and it doesn't ever. Nobody ever actually wants it at the end. In the beginning, it's a good idea because this podcast, everybody was like, "Oh man, yeah, he should sing. It's your podcast, do whatever you want." But as soon as he starts, everybody.
Well, I think people, Jake, you don't speak for everybody. I'm not saying there aren't people that feel that way. I don't even care if I sing.
He wants you to sing. I mean, I don't, I'm just one guy.
Guys. Right? Not in front of Eliza. I mean, I could give a shit. I don't want to sing even. It's like Eliza wants me to.
It's like
I feel like I'm just speaking for people. I don't even know if this is me or like the people.
Talk to him.
The world.
He's the one. I don't know. I'm not mad at you. Okay. I like to sing.
You know,
it's not that I don't want you to sing. It's just that I want you to know that, you know, maybe everybody else doesn't want you to sing.
What about you, Aristotle? I know we've gone through this before. Just be honest. I'm a full-grown adult.
I'm in the other room, so I don't. You can sing if you want. I'm just gonna.
All right. So Aristotle definitely wants me to sing, and Jake's on the fence.
I want you to, I'm saying I'm gonna turn my headphones off.
Okay. So you want me to sing, and Jake's on the fence.
So Aristotle would rather have no sound than.
And Jake's on the fence. By the way, I want to give my line a lot more credit than everybody in this room gave it. If I say, and Jake's on the fence, Jake's not on the fence. It's a delusional person that would take him as on the fence. He's abso-fucking-lutely with vengeance that he doesn't want me to sing. But this guy's so dumb. Okay, Aristotle wants me to. No, he just said he'll turn his mic off. And Jake's on the fence. The most I'll give you that you're on the fence. All right. Oh, God.
And I'll say I speak for myself and everybody who's listening to this podcast right now.
Let me do a little bit. Can you get it up on the screen? We could have fun singing this song, and then we're going
to
do Mr. Rogers'
theater. You
want
to write on the screen, don't sing?
Yeah, put Never Know How Much, and I think the band could give me the right hits. I think I could sing. I just need the right group of people around me. You know, I can't. If I'm gonna,
yeah, I mean, you can't be blamed for the people that are around you.
Thank you. I feel like you're not just. You get what I'm saying. Like, it's not, if I don't sing well, who am I supposed to blame myself? I've heard myself.
No, you have a good voice, so that's not the issue.
All right.
Todd, I'm going to butt in here right now. I'm going to tell you right now, this is your podcast, and you should sing. First of all, you should have been singing way more throughout the whole podcast, and I want you to sing.
They don't have to come back next week.
No. I want Todd.
They don't have to be here anymore. They can listen to you sing and then leave. They can get out. Middle of the song. They don't have to come back next week and look you in the face and have go through this all again when you ask if you can sing.
Was he wearing cutoff shorts this whole time? I did not notice until he stood up.
He whipped his shorts off.
I didn't notice. Jake, I just assumed he was wearing full pants.
First of all, Jake, I don't yell at you when you get the sound effects wrong. So when you do the phone bit, and I'm not telling you to do the phone bit. I was just referencing that when you did the phone bit, don't do this phone sound. Please, I beg of you. So.
All right, we'll call it even. I won't do the phone bit. You don't sing.
Well, I'm going to sing, and I wanted you to play the phone sound effects too. but I will
now
sing.
Now I'm getting mixed messages.
Okay, put the thing on the thing, and I'm going to sing. Just fucking do it. I'm tired of this shit. I want to sing. It's my show. I don't give a fuck anymore.
Todd, people want you to sing.
No,
let's
Troy,
have you
you're...
Sing. But you know what? We are out of time, so let's skip to the next bit.
I'm just gonna, can you turn it so I can see it? No, I want to do this.
All right.
I think... All right. Let's see if the band can
we
do it.
We may have
me.
To... Aristotle, edit this out.
I need droomp at the end of each one. Never know how mum bum bum bum. Boom! No... I'll do it next week. No, seriously.
All right.
No,
Todd,
I'm tired.
That's a good call. Todd, that's a great call.
I'm tired.
I mean, you know how to manage your podcast.
I want to say, I want to thank... Ryan Pratt for coming by. Mohawk Pratt. Thank you. And, well, look who it is. And if it's not... Fucking Kyle McFadden sitting over there. Well, son of a fucking bitch. That's Kyle McFadden, everybody. And in walks in Tom Brady. What? It's like a star-studded cast. Get out of here. Boom. I'll tell you, here's my problem. What happened? I felt like I was on a roll. And the band just stopped. Oh. Then I got back in control. Aww. All right, that's it. Once I get in my head, I can't be silly.
Okay. Sure you can.
Todd.
Captain Smith and Pocahontas
Ooh.
Had a very wild affair.
Ooh.
When she put her arms around him, she said, Daddy, now don't you dare, you give me fever. When he rushed her, he held and tired.
Oh, this is like scatting.
Fever.
She scats. Who doesn't want to do this?
What?
Who doesn't want to do this? If you're not doing this, you're not having fun.
Boppity beep beep boop ba bow.
Boopy boopy ba bow. Bobby Bobby booby.
Zip zap zip zow.
Ladies and gentlemen. Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you're up to your eyes, baby, you get a fever that I can't. Well, we want to, as we leave you...
We're going to go in for the close. So Mr. Quick. Rogers? I know, it goes fast. But
it does go quick.
We haven't had enough of Mr. Rogers.
You guys are great. LMNOP, thank you very much, Joel.
LMNOP.
Thank you very much, Joel. Do, 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 da, da, da. Da, da, da. Yeah, I like that. I like that. Oh, yeah, I like that. Come on. Let me hear more of that. As we go to close, Aristotle, thank you. Tom Brady, we're off to have a fun night. You like, we'll get coked up. We'll get all the pussy you can eat. I know a girl in Whittier.
In Whittier? That's a couple hours away.
No, she makes you a sandwich and then you fuck. Only if she likes you, though. So it's not a weird thing. But most of the time she'll like you. If you buy a sandwich, she'll fuck you.
That is true of most women.
Just sandwiches. All comes down to sandwiches.
So, look, I just want to get into it honest. I think... The music that they were playing, and when you were reading those Mr. Rogers things, I'm like, I just love hearing how it makes them sound even that much better. The other voice didn't.
No, it didn't. It, absolutely. But I think that provided the valuable contrast that we needed to make this bit even okay. better.
She knew this
is from the book, The World According to Mr. Rogers.
So what do we want to throw something at me?
Slow jam, huh?
There's no should or should not when it comes to having feelings. They're a part of who we are, and their origins are beyond our control. When we can believe, we may find it easier to make constructive choices about what to do with those feelings. Let me do a different one.
Yes, that's fucking crazy. Try to keep listening to the words, because then you're like, fuck. I know you think, well, no shit, but I like to point it out. I'm a guy who only read Harry the Dirty Dog, so I'm sorry if I overset this up.
Okay.
But I'm loving it.
What else you got?
You can even do the same one.
When I was a boy, I used to think that strong meant having big muscles, great physical power. But the longer I live, the more I realize the real strength has much more to do with what is not seen. Real strength has to do, real strength has to do, real strength has to do with helping others. A boy, I used to think that strong meant having great big muscles, great big physical power. But the longer that I live, the more I realize that real strength has much more to do with what is not seen, not seen, not seen. Real strength has to do, real strength has to do, real strength has to do with helping others.
You gotta do it. Troy, come over here. I need you. I don't want to overextend it. I could hear like two more, like three more.
Seriously?
Oh my god!
Okay, cool.
That's my thing.
And you could do the same. You could do the same exact rhythm. Do whatever you want.
It's fun to do different stuff.
Oh, you do whatever you want. Right? You and the band. I'm leaving it up to you.
This could be its own podcast. Goddammit.
Troy, and I need
motivational
to...
phrases made into songs.
Here's what
yes,
I'm thinking.
Welcome to Troy.
In the middle of this. Oh, this better be not one of their boring ones.
Mini Podcasters Association of America.
Welcome to the Troy Conrad Mini Podcast. I'd like to say our podcast is brought to you by Gilbert Gottfried's amazing, colossal podcast, The Joe Rogan Experience, as well as Risk, True Tales Boldly Told. You Made It Weird with Pete Holmes, Cashing In with TJ Miller and Cash Levy, as well as The Mutant Season. And in addition to BBC World Service, Seth Godin, Susie Orman, and Bill Burr's Monday Morning Podcast, my guest is Eliza Skinner. Eliza. You have a show coming up, I believe, on Fridays. It's called Diamond Lion. What time is that show?
Actually, don't do that show anymore. It's been a few months.
This has been the Troy Conrad Mini Podcast. You have now fulfilled your daily requirement for podcasts, and you can turn off the main podcast you have.
Every time that makes me laugh, you can turn off the main podcast. How dare you? And even in a bit, I still enjoy thinking if it was literal. You know, you come into my podcast, I let you play your do your podcast, then you go, you may turn off the main podcast. How about leave?
It feels
leave,
like a slap in the face it doesn't refer to it by name.
I do this on a lot of different podcasts. They may tune into yours on other podcasts.
Oh.
Okay, so whatever you, the band, whatever they choose. Do you have her, do you have Eliza's mic through the house? Blooby boop boop boop. Ba, 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 ba. I know this one. Glooby, glooby,
no,
gloopy.
You don't.
Glooby, gloppy, gloppy. Glimmy, gloopy, gloppy, gloopy. Booby, gloop, glippy, glimmy, glimmy, gloopy. Booby, spooby, dooby. La, 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 la. Doopy, booby, snoop, dooby, bibby, spip. That one I knew. I did that on Broadway.
Of course you did.
So whatever the band and you decide to do. I like cleaner on the guitar. Sorry, as the director.
That's so good.
No, if I'm the, can we get cleaner on the guitar? Thank you. This guy here loves muddy guitar playing. I told him a million times. When I laugh at my own joke, that means I'm having a nervous breakdown. Please call the paramedics. Oh, that's so... You really... You know what? You're a good kid.
One of the strongest things we have to wrestle with in our lives is the significance of the longing for perfection in ourselves and the people bound to us by friendship or parenthood or childhood. One of the strongest things we have to wrestle with in our lives is the significance of the longing for perfection in ourselves and in the people bound to us by friendship or parenthood or childhood.
We're going to do one more.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if you guys can do anything like Disney-ish. It's hard with a guitar or, I don't know.
Hey, by the way, here's the great part about a podcast. On a show, you would never be able to take the time. Maybe Disney-ish, even if it takes you, they do something and you go, no, and then you go, oh, do that, and then you find it. We have nothing but time, and I think these professional musicians that we have here are going to be able to. I'm overly talking, but I'm being honest. So
when
let's
you,
see.
What if you say Disney? Like I know Under the Sea is the only Disney song I can think of.
Well, no.
What do you know of?
But here's what I'm curious about.
Yeah.
When they say Disney, they're going to do something,
yeah, okay.
And then they'll either be like, "So I want to hear what they think that is," and then are you like, "No, no, a little more like this." So,
all right.
What's your first stab at Disney?
Yeah. The more I think about it, the more I wonder if God and neighbor are somehow one. Loving God, loving neighbor, the same thing? I don't know. For me, coming to recognize that God loves every neighbor is the ultimate appreciation. But that's just me, and who am I? Oh, the more I think about it, the more I wonder if
God and neighbor are somehow one. Loving God, loving neighbor, the same thing? I don't know. For me, coming to recognize that God loves every neighbor is the ultimate appreciation, but who am I? And oh gosh, what do I know? Someday I'll be up there on the mountaintops, living with the goats, as I've always dreamed I might. But for now, the more I think about it, the more I wonder if God and neighbor are somehow one. Loving God, loving neighbor, the same thing? I don't know. For me, coming to recognize that God loves every neighbor is the ultimate appreciation. But who am I? And gosh, what do I know? Come on, Fraggles. I don't know.
Elemental P, give him a nice round of applause. Thank you very much, Tom Brady. And Aristotle, young Jake Adams. Keep making noise. La, 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 la. And Troy Conrad, thank you for coming by.
Oh,
and
thank you.
And there we go, everybody. Good night.
Wow. Good time.
You want to? I mean, if you want to do one more.
Just for you?
Yeah, why not? Right? I'm in charge, right? Just one more.
I
can't get enough of it.
It's so great.
Do you want to pick a genre?
After this, I'll tell you what I'll do. This is the way we'll go to close. So when this song ends, so will the podcast.
Okay.
It'll go. But really listen to the words. Okay, pick any words you want, any style. I don't care. Oh, if I had to pick one style. Okay, fade that out. I like it, though. I lost my virginity to that song.
You too.
Is the one that I like the most, like, what if I said the 20s, like a sultry singer,
like a torch song sort of thing?
Like, what do you call that? Like a woman crooner?
Yeah, sultry. Torch song.
Like a woman crooner?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So sort of like Peggy Lee-ish?
Yeah, that'd be great.
And dude, I guess that's not really 30s. Maybe.
And you probably have a lot of reverb in your voice, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Because the 30s was when
human relationships are primary in all of living. When the gusty winds blow and shake our lives, if we know that the people they care about us, we might bend with the wind. But we won't break. No. We won't break. When we love a person, we accept him or her exactly as is. The lovely with the unlovely, and the strong along with the fearful, the true mixed in with the facade, and of course, the only way that we can do it is by accepting ourselves. The only way that we can do it is by accepting ourselves that way, understanding love.
Close your eyes, picture her on stage.
Understanding love.
In a sequin dress holding a martini.
Oh, no, 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 no. The world according to Mr. Rogers. Mr. Rogers. Oh.
Had you read that whole, that was just fucking amazing.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
Listeners, help the Todd Glass Show stay free by downloading and completing this short anonymous survey. It'll take no more than 5 minutes. Your answers will help match our show with advertisers. You know, that way we're not advertising shit you don't want. So just take a little survey, and it'll help us, you know, meet the, you know, the sensibility of our podcast listeners, okay? Listeners will complete a survey. They will be entered into a monthly raffle, and they could win a $100 Amazon gift card. Wow. That ain't bad. Look, we promise not to share your email address, and we won't send you emails unless you win. Please go to podsurvey.com/glass. Podsurvey/glass. This podsurvey.com/glass to take your survey. Just do it, please. I don't ask for much. You win a $100 Amazon gift card, and you can buy your grandmother a chocolate cock.